Lakeland Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour. This is a sort of a tradition here, not only in the DJV program, but in my broadcast history over the past 26, 27 years in my association with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine. We do an end of the year. Some years it's 20 of the big stories, and this year I think we don't have to do that because things boil down. I'm not even sure we need a top 10. But the folks at Talkers Magazine have put together a solid review of the top news talk stories and issues this year. So we're going to review them with the folks connected to the DJV program, my daily Monday through Friday show. The presence of Victoria Keelan here, and in the absence of Jennifer Horn, who's out this week, we have my dear friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida to help us go through with thoughts and comments and discussions that we've heard and we've been engaged in, as a matter of fact, on our programs. So we're going to go through the stories and people list as well. You know what? I think we'll do the people list first because it's ancillary to what the story content is for this past year. This hour goes in tandem with the hour that we have with Michael Harrison to review these stories as well from all kinds of different perspectives. But certainly we're all involved in the talk game, the talk business, the talk radio world. The premier of China, I don't even want to give him the dignity of his name, but he's a rat, and so he makes it to the number 10 slot. Roger Stone, speaking of rats, and Michael Flynn are number 9,
yeah.
Which I find very interesting, frankly, that the folks at Talkers thought that they were that important to the list. But I think they represent pretty much all of the pardons, maybe, in a manner of speaking, or guys that got into trouble who were connected with Trump, at any rate. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg and his cohorts at the various tech firms. George Floyd, number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Kamala Harris is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So, in reality, you can look at the last, you know, the last time we did the countdown a week or so ago, pretty much all those names were in it with the exception of George Floyd, right? The year hasn't changed much in terms of our focus from beginning to end. What do you think of that list, Victoria?
I think in terms of the global impact, I would have put George Floyd higher on that list. I mean, there were that spawned the entire Black Lives Matter movement and marches around the world. We focus here so much on what's happening in the U.S., but those protests and marches in support of Black Lives Matter was in that was in almost every major country. So I don't know. I would have put him a little bit further up the list. But the rest of the list, yeah, that's what we dealt with this year. For better or worse.
John Harper, what about you and your thoughts on that part of the list, the focus on those 10 people?
I totally agree with what Victoria just mentioned. I think George Floyd should have been hired because that movement was a lightning rod in our nation and in the world, for that matter, to bring about different resolve and results. So, yeah, I think that should have been higher. Roger Stone, the modern-day version of the dirty trickster Donald Segretti, going back to the Nixon days.
What a great characterization. Thank you. That's a wow. How many people remember him? Probably Victoria doesn't. But
I have never heard the name, and I'm dying to hear why he and Roger Stone are similar.
All right, so tell the story, John, please.
Well, Segretti was given the title of dirty trickster.
He was a dirty trickster,
the
yeah.
Nixon administration, and he created all types of situations that at first people were falling for, thinking that it was true, it was accurate, and he had a lot to do with the cover up of Watergate as well, and.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and the list just goes on and on, what Segretti did, Donald Segretti. And I, as soon as I heard what Roger Stone had been doing for Trump, I thought immediately of Segretti and thought the two of them should be together, yeah.
They were the loyalists at the top of the heap for both of them. That's a great remembrance. I hadn't thought about him, but I remember, actually, because Gordon Liddy and I were friends, how Segretti tried to cover that whole thing up. And I think that, in fact, G. Gordon Liddy thought he was a clown. But he was, he sort of typified what many of the folks were like who were around, Nixon. And Nixon was able to cover that up for a while, you know, cover up the people who were there as Trump tried to sort of cover for these characters that were around him. Stone is a despicable individual, as far as I can see. And he's not, I never got that he was that bright, John. He never came across to me as, I mean, he was everywhere, so he must have been, but not, he didn't come across as being that smart.
Just very flashy, and people kind of
he's a showboat.
That at first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, we'll pay attention to him because he's a real showboat. All right, so anyway, that's the people. But to address your concern, Victoria, about the Black Lives Matter movement, if we go through the story list, the Black Lives Matter movement, the year-long list, that's at number 3, so it makes it very important. And, yeah, Floyd sort of was the catalyst for that, but it's very strongly positioned in the countdown list. Let's go through the list, if we can. The weather and a lot of the wildfires that have been a bother to us in our country and around the world, actually, at number 10.
Australia, remember that?
Yeah.
That we forget now. It feels like it was so long ago, but the beginning of 2020, Australia was on fire.
Yep.
And
literally.
Over a billion animals were killed in those wildfires, and some of that land may never come back again. It's just it was
hard
devastating.
To believe.
You know, I'm gonna do an aside here for a minute because the weather and climate change and all that stuff are important conversationally to our business here, the News Talk business. I was driving. I did a little errand in my truck yesterday up to New Hampshire, and I listened to NPR a lot. And I thought to myself, I actually was talking to my dog Daisy about this. As I'm listening to the lecture on NPR, and I guess I'm thinking about, I'm going to ask Michael Harrison about this later on too, but I get a kick out of listening to the two of you. I'm so tired of listening to people on NPR tell me how I have to think. The arrogance when they do a daily sort of climate change feature. And they talk in terms, they're always talking down to people, and it bothers the hell out of me.
Why do you listen?
Well, because I think there's some good stuff. I mean, there is some of the good local shows that are on NPR in Boston are pretty good, because there's a right and a left show on GBH that's pretty good. Anyway, but if you look at the ratings for the year, the public stations that do News Talk in most cities around the country did very well. A lot of cities are becoming more focused on what those stations have to offer. And I wonder if we as a people are becoming more arrogant. My assumption listening to some of this stuff is that it is very left-wing, and it is aimed at a particular audience. And some people say, well, it's a counter to the conservative right-wing talk radio stations on a regular talk.
Well, in the world of talk radio, NPR is the only, you know, that's the only left radio that you
I'm
can
paying
find.
For it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for this. The taxpayers are paying, plus the begathons. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, NPR certainly is very much leaning toward the left. I listen to them, oddly enough, you mentioned that, but I listen to them a lot only because I want to get some source of news. And when they do their newscast, I don't necessarily feel it's slanted one way or the other.
No, the news is pretty good. I agree with you. Yeah, the NPR news at the top of the hour is pretty good. They have.
Yeah, so I listened for that. So some of the programs, some of the interviews are absolutely fascinating. I enjoy those. But yeah, then there are other programs, as you mentioned, Doug, that, yeah, very much, they're basically trying to tell us how to think.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. These are the lists for the year now. Number 8, the shenanigans, the pardons, the dealings of Flynn and Stone. Number 7, the impeachment. Number 6, the Supreme Court. Number 5, social media. I want to get Victoria onto that in a few moments here and what has happened this year. The economy, number 4. Black Lives Matter, number 3. The presidential election, number 2. And I guess that nobody has to guess too much on what the number 1 story, the number 1 conversational item of the year on News Talk Radio was, the COVID situation. And what's, you know, what we really are facing at the end of the year. It was going on at the beginning of the year. We just didn't know it, or we didn't pay attention to it, or we weren't being told a lot about it, maybe any or all of those things. Comments on these things coming up as we continue on our talk radio review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the year 2020.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper here. One of the items, number one, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of our time here in this hour reviewing the COVID situation. So, John, what's the story with this first-come, first-serve vaccination plan in Florida? What in the world? How do you really just push people out of the line so I can get my shot first? It's not come. They're not doing it on a who needs it first?
Not really. I think... already I have signed up for it. I was lucky enough to get through yesterday, as a matter of fact, and my shot, my drive-by shooting, as I call it, is scheduled for the end of January. So I'm glad I've got that.
How did you sign up? Was there a place online? How did you know that you could sign up?
Well, they put out a press release to the media, and they had a phone number, and I jumped on that right away. The phone number crashed, because so many people were trying to get on. And then late yesterday afternoon, they have now gone to a website, and you signed up now on a website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're hearing music in the background, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not. It's not from what I'm hearing. It's not a first come first serve. They're trying to put some system into it to make it part of a ongoing appointment type of situation, and that's what I've got.
All right. So have they did? Is it posted somewhere that these people should sign up at this place at this time? Is it that, or in Massachusetts we don't even have that yet?
Yes.
We don't know from nothing about how this is supposed to work.
Florida's done the most vaccinations so far of any state, but apparently it varies county by county is what I've been reading, which makes it a bit chaotic in Florida. So I'm not sure that streamlined.
Hold that thought. Hold on a second, John. Hold on. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
We at PJI are in trial representing a graduate student in Florida who was dismissed for using religious speech at her internship counseling clinic. This Christian student received cursing and mocking for her religious views. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of 2020, this is the review of the hot hits, the top 10 news talk stories. The list appears at Talkers Radio, talkers.com, actually. So you can find that list of stories and people. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all there for you to review. We, every week, take a shot at these stories with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan is here, and we also have John Harper with us from WMEL to go through the list. And if we were to spend the amount of time we ought to on COVID, because it's the number one item this past year, I guess maybe the question, Victoria, is what do we need to know about this new COVID strain that is apparently originated in the U.K.
Now it's in several states, California, Colorado. I think the most important thing that we've learned from it, at least from the researchers from the UK, they've been very transparent about all of it, is that it spreads much, much more easily. But so far, no one has had any evidence or has found any evidence that it's any more deadly. So it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to spread to more people. And that's where, you know, the vulnerable people in our society, that's where we really need to protect them even more.
More flu, more cold-like symptoms. There's little cause for concern, apparently, but it is something
that, you know, unfortunately the news media is all over this breaking news and the irresponsibility of scaring people. This, apparently, according to what I heard Fauci say, that once you get a shot, you know, you don't have to worry about this either, any of these, because they're all part of the same strain.
Right. The current vaccines will be effective against this new strain, too.
Right. Exactly. All right. So in terms of the stimulus, I guess the economy number four and the stimulus checks, again, as we enter into the last phase of the year 2020, there's something going on that's been pretty typical of the entire year. There's no realistic path for agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sound like a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. Frankly, it really ticks me off. I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the lack of spirit that they show toward our country. Instead, it's all about them. It's all about Pelosi and her ego and Mitch McConnell and old fart and his, you know, whether that's the appropriate. You know,
well, his bank account. He acts like the nation's
it's
money
his money.
Is his.
Yeah, it's his. Right, exactly. So I think people are swearing off or getting tired of it. So under the circumstances, what will change, though? I think part of the review of the year is thinking ahead to what we want, what we hope will change. So I'd ask both of you to reflect on that. What is there about this list that you'd like to see change for next year other than the obvious? The first two probably will not be a part. Well, maybe COVID will be a part of the year in review. Good God, hopefully it won't be number one about the presidential election. I think we pretty much finished that, right? Isn't that, even though there's a challenge as the year ends to what some people say is a fraudulent election, it still doesn't seem. I think even the Republican leadership is saying to their members, come on, let's get on board, let's move ahead.
Pretty surprising this week that Mitch McConnell has been directing, behind the scenes, he's been directing Republicans to just move forward and accept that Trump lost.
How much of that do you hear in Florida, John? How much browsing? Because Florida is a Trump state. So what are people, is there? I passed a guy last night driving around up in New Hampshire who was in a pickup truck and he had big Trump flags on both sides. And I thought, how ridiculous. You know,
it
I see
is.
A lot of those.
And here in Florida, Doug, the Trump train seems to be derailed now. And the interest is not there as it was just a couple of weeks ago. So it's starting to diminish, and I suspect as the weeks and months go on, it will become less and less of a factor here in our state of Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with an overview of the top hits in talk radio for this past year here.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know anyone who would appreciate the gift of a good night's sleep? Now's the time to buy with deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Premium MyPillows at the lowest price ever, just $29.98. Get one for everyone on your Christmas list. MyPillow's adjustable patented fill gives every member of your family the exact support they need for a great night's sleep. And our buy one, get one free offer is back on Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets make a luxurious Christmas gift made with the world's best cotton called Giza.
Florida. They're ultra soft and breathable. Deep discounts on our brand new plush bathrobes and cozy pajama sets. Can't decide? Get your family and friends the new MyPillow gift card. And remember, all MyPillow products have extended money-back guarantee. Listen for your savings promo code and 800 number to order.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in your order at 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Home Helpers of Redding is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Redding Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our year in review, the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review of the hot hits from this past year, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. Here to go through with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and John Harper from WMEL, one of our affiliates on the Space Coast of Florida. So we have these things, we're kind of jumping around a little bit, we didn't do it in order, sometimes I do it that way. I think because the economy is so important, number four in the year in review, and the situation as we go into the new year and the old year with the EU and Brexit and what the Brits are doing, that seems to be on a lot of people's minds because folks want to know what it means for the economy in England and Europe and how it affects us in America because it's a big market. We have great trade relationships with the Europeans and with the Brits.
Isn't it interesting that Brexit didn't make the list?
Kind of.
Well, yeah. I guess that's why I have to put it in with the economy.
Right, right.
Because I think it is important. So you're of Irish heritage. How is it helping or hurting, or what's it doing in Ireland, the relationship? I think you said on the DJV show this week, you thought that this was going to lead to Scotland becoming an independent country as well.
Yeah, I do. And they've voted to be an independent nation. The Scottish National Party is in charge right now of Scotland. So they have voted numerous times to get out of the EU. And I think that with the new trade agreements and the tariffs and everything else, it's...
John, one of the things that I think is important to remember as far as the Brexit is concerned, is what the average person in England was thinking when they voted for Brexit because of all of the lost jobs, the impact of immigration, which we, interestingly, when we look back at this year, the last 3-4 years or more, certainly in the top 10, has been the immigration issue. It's not, but yet it was the cause. In the minds of the Brits who voted for it, they were tired of losing jobs to these people who were coming illegally into England from all over the Middle East, especially, and some of the Commonwealth countries as well. You know, you can travel pretty easily in England, the former Commonwealth countries, South Africa, Australia, you know, wherever there was that connection when the British Empire was in its heyday. So, you know, you look at this, the world is so small now. This is something that has been referred to as Global Britain. The pro-Brexit people were hoping for a global Britain, and they were also hoping to stem the tide of illegal immigration. But I wonder if that's worked.
I think at the moment, Doug, it has not. I think the optimism for it to work is still there, but I don't think there has been a benchmark that has been reached as of today or as of this moment in time that would indicate that Brexit is working the way it was designed to work. And I think it's going to take a good portion of 2021 to see how all of that unfolds. Just like here in our country, the economy, I think, Doug, a very major concern. I know here in Florida, I see a lot of businesses each week that are going out of business or they're temporarily out of business, and especially restaurants. A lot of restaurants are folding.
And you see, one of the things, you're right, the pandemic affected the process of Brexit and pretty much pushed it out of the way, frankly, and what's happened over there around the world. And what baffles me, John, is how it is that no one seems to be holding China accountable for what they have done to practically destroy the global economy in their own favor. This egotistical, no-good SOB that runs the Communist Party and the Chinese government, his stranglehold on the people over there, and then, you know, laughing sort of about the impact of Wuhan and the tragedy. And the fact, you know, people say, well, you can't really prove that the virus came out of that laboratory in Wuhan. Like, baloney, you can't. Of course you can. And nobody's holding where are politicians here in this country or even around the world? Where are the leaders who should be standing up to these people and saying, you know what? We're done doing business with you. I don't care what impact it has short term on our economy. I don't hear anybody doing that. There's still all the crap that's made in China that you buy in Walmart I try to find work gloves in Target. Couldn't find them that weren't made in China. You can't find anything. Unless you really look for it, it isn't made in China. We went there because we're greedy and cheap. And it isn't just Americans. And the Chinese knew that. They know the philosophy. They understand our thinking. So they catered to it. And look at where we are now. They've got you could argue they've got the power. And if they keep doing what they're doing and we keep going down this path of kowtowing to them or having them do our business and making our products, in 5-6 years, they will be the dominant power in the world. So what are we doing to ourselves?
It's totally amazing. I agree with you 100%. And I would like to think that Joe Biden and his administration will have some sort of a policy, take a hard line against China, and we'll have to bite the bullet as far as items that are made in China that will have to be able to bring back here to the States.
It's a wash, though, if you look at the jobs that would come back, all the jobs that have gone, because at first we were complaining all the jobs that went to Mexico, and then we started to realize it wasn't really Mexico wasn't the problem, it was China that was the problem. Imagine bringing bringing back those jobs. That would fit. We'd have zero unemployment. The economy would be booming. You know, Trump keeps saying, it's been great. Well, it's been great for people who have money. It hasn't been great for people who don't have money. And so under the circumstances, I think we've got a great opportunity. And state by state, in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, what's the unemployment? Do you know specifically? And what sort of industries are there in New Jersey that would benefit from bringing this stuff back home from China?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the unemployment rates are. I just know it's very high right now, obviously, because of COVID. But, you know, we are a big pharma state, and we have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. So I think one of the things that was good that came through the pandemic was a bill. I forget the name of it now, but it was actually my local congressman, Frank Pallone Jr., who is my rep here in Long Branch, New Jersey. He sponsored a bill. It was actually a bipartisan bill that they got passed, and it would allow universities, Rutgers University being the main focus, university laboratories to start manufacturing generic ingredients for drugs, which was not authorized before the pandemic. So I think things like that are, if we can move forward and get a lot of our drug manufacturing back in the United States, whether we reopen labs in Puerto Rico, which, you know, losing those laboratories really devastated. One of the major reasons that Puerto Rico is in a horrible situation right now is all those pharmaceutical jobs were taken away.
That happened during the Clinton administration.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge mistake to send all of that to China.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, on the pharmaceutical end, we'll see some improvement. And certainly, you know, on the tech end, we need to have our STEM jobs. We need to have programs. We need to have our students trained in that. Forget about the, you know, and I used to always feel very strongly about a four-year liberal arts education, which is what I had. But now I'm all about, let's get people trained.
Trained.
Let's get people in vocational jobs. Let's get people in STEM jobs.
Yep.
Kids who are in kindergarten are learning computer coding on a basic level. Let's get the American kids going, because that is the future. Elon Musk this week said that China's economy, we're never going to catch up with them. Their economy, even in a pandemic, from they just read the stat, by the end of next year, their economy will be 10.6% larger than it is right now.
Well, that's because of us. And the rest of the world
gave
in to
them. Well, it's not just us. It's not just us. The rest of the world has contributed greatly to China's bottom line.
Yeah, we started it. They followed us. That's really where it all. We went in there, lock, stock, and barrel, and that was.
Well, his point
Clinton
though was, if you have this massive economy that China has, we're never going to match that. But what we need to be is much more innovative. And so I think that I think he's totally right. And he said we have to be at the forefront of innovation. We have to have government funding for it. All these other nations that, you know, especially China, all of it is state sponsored. All of their technological advancements.
The state runs everything in China. They own all of the means of production, and they pay. Everybody gets a check from the government. They don't get a check from a particular company. They get a check from the government.
But
that's
how
they're.
But if you think about it, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who work in various tech and scientific fields, and they just rely on these, you know, these paltry little federal grants to do really incredible, impressive work. I just think that our priority needs to change. It just needs to be refocused.
We're too busy giving the big businesses all this for relief. One of the disgraces of this year, when you look back at the pandemic and what it's caused the economy, you talk about businesses, the farmer, the family farmer in our country has gotten screwed 85 ways from Sunday by the federal government. There should be a lot more help there, because it's our food production that is what's important here, and people's relationships with food. And we got all this processed stuff and people sick. You know, they don't have that in other countries around the world. So, something to be thinking about. Food for thought. 44 past the hour. More coming up on the overview of 2020 from the DJV Showers.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen, Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best rest they can, you can, he can, she can. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike has created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look great. I had a great night's sleep on them. I hope you ladies did as well. They feel great, which means an even better night's rest for all the people that are using it. And if you have a crucial, busy schedule like all of us do, you need to get the best rest as you can, when you can. And this is the way to do it. As a matter of fact, Mike went to find the best cotton called Giza in Egypt. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's ultra-soft cotton. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for two sets of sheets for the price of one. Or you can call in the order, 800, if that's easier, 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A couple more minutes here on the items that are in review from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Review, with John Harper from WMEL in Florida and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I look at the people as we're talking about the presidential election. the people that Biden is nominating, putting into various administrative positions, more women, more people of color, but yet it still doesn't satisfy the AOCs of the world. We've got to have more progressives. I think Biden is trying to do something that sort of represents what the mainstay is. And maybe these people aren't the mainstay yet, right?
Well, he said he wanted to have a cabinet that reflects America. And I think so far he's on track to do that. And America isn't just super left or super right. Most of America is in the middle. And can compromise and can have conversations. And I think that that's what he's doing. And I'm much more on the left than on the right, but I see what his plan is. I see what he's doing, and I think it's a good thing. I think let's have a little normalcy, you know? Like, let's maybe bathe in the middle a little bit.
Yeah, it's time for the extreme.
As far as representing our country, I think, for a change.
The woman who's the trade negotiator with China will make them nervous. She's going to go right
toe-to-toe. I'm excited about that appointment.
I'm
genuinely excited about that.
Yeah. So the Black Lives Matter movement, number three, all the statues that have been taken down. Do we go too far, like the statue of Lincoln that was of him kneeling with the free? Do we go too far with that, John?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. It went way overboard and probably still is. Many of those statues, I've often felt we need to know what our history is so that we can move forward and blaze new paths of history for the future generations.
Correct. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time and the review that we do every week of the top five technology items. According to the the watchful eye of Victoria Keelan. All right, so let's get at it. Counting down from five to number one. At number five, the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mm-hmm. So the computer repair shop owner who was cited in the controversial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, he's suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that their content moderation choices falsely labeled him as a hacker. However, he kind of did hack into the laptop. So I'm not really sure how he's going to, if he's going to win this case. But yeah, and he was actually not labeled a hacker by Twitter. He was, the story was labeled as containing material that had been hacked, which is absolutely true and very provable if this ends up going to court. But the larger issue, I think, that a lot of, that came up after, as this lawsuit went public this week, a lot of people were really still wondering about the authenticity of those emails, because we haven't really heard anything in terms of a follow-up. The FBI is apparently doing an investigation, but we haven't heard anything more. So, but the real sticking point will be that the metadata, which is like the individual fingerprint of every email, there's no metadata. There's nothing that's traceable. There's no time and date that the emails were created. So it's very easy to assume that they're just fake. And so we don't know, and I'm not speculating, but without metadata, there's no way to ever authenticate those emails. So we'll see where his lawsuit goes and where the entire case goes. It's sort of moving into the new year.
I was going to say, take a rest, fella. See you later. Number four is a Zoomer.
Yep, the video conferencing platform Zoom has had pretty much a blockbuster year. The stock price went up more than 500% this year because of this unprecedented surge in remote work and remote schoolwork for kids. So now Zoom is looking to see what the trends will be for 2021. It's a pretty safe bet that if you're in one of the states that was really hit hard by COVID, you probably will be working from home for the first half of the year. And so Zoom is now looking to really compete with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google's Workspace bundle. So they're going to look into offering calendar updates and bookings, email, video conferencing products, things like that. So look for Zoom in 2021 to probably even increase their market share.
All right. Number three is a focus on what the FAA has done regarding drones.
Yep, and so moving into the next few years, the FAA has issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first started taking an interest in this technology. With the proper license, you'll soon be able to fly at night and over crowds of people, but the biggest challenge is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at all unless you retrofit them with your own broadcasting equipment. And the reason for that is you need to always broadcast your location, meaning you, the drone pilot on the ground, your location must be very visible as well as the location of the drone. And this is for obvious reasons. Flying near airports, flying over crowds of people, anything can happen. Drones are they're so capable of being manipulated in so many ways. So I think that this is a good thing. I don't know why it's going to take two more years to do this, but I don't know that anyone except, malicious drone operators are upset by this. I think everyone else thinks it's a good thing.
Number two, what sort of technology did we buy this past year?
Well, in terms of tracking our major purchases, we know that laptops were huge, anything that helps you work from home, home office stuff was huge, even online mattresses saw a huge boom in business because you couldn't really go into the store to try it out. So people started buying mattresses that give you the 30-night or 100-night guarantee. You can sleep on it and try it out. And so lots of kitchen appliances, basically everything that if you think about, everything that made our life at home more comfortable. And so it's not surprising when you take a look at the list, it kind of really shows what we were doing for the entire year, month by month. It's interesting.
All right, so counting down, I think it's appropriate for us, Victoria, look at the tech winners and losers, what went up, what went down this past year.
Yeah, clear winners: Instacart, Amazon, online grocery delivery, Zoom, Slack, and Dropbox. Those are the clear winners. But for 63 million American workers, everyone worked at home. The internet became the number one source of your lifeline. And so the losers, though, is the technology for kids in school. The remote distance learning has just been really problematic
disaster.
In many ways. Yeah.
Yeah, real disaster. All right, there they are, the top five items from this past week, and I guess in a manner of speaking, items that refer to the past year. Here from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Their mission is to get as many people in North America on e-bikes as possible. Based in Amsterdam, Taco Carlier is CEO of Van Move, makers of the S3 and X3 e-bikes. And we asked him to explain what exactly is an e-bike.
An e-bike is a regular bike with a battery and a motor on it. So it increases your range, it's easier to ride uphill, and it prevents you from any sweating. So that's what an e-bike is.
So it pedals for you or assists
you?
Yeah,
no, it assists you. So what it does, so if you just cycle and then the motor assists up to 80%, depending on what level you put it. And I believe we are at the beginning of a revolution. E-bikes will completely change cities all around the globe.
More on the potential impact of e-bikes tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There's no change in House leadership. Nancy Pelosi narrowly reelected as Speaker of a House with a slender Democratic majority. The California Democrat received 216 votes compared to 209 for Republican Kevin McCarthy, who will be the House Minority Leader.
This majority of the new 117th Congress plans to adopt new rules that would silence our constituents' voices in Congress. Those rules thrown away for more than 100 years of representation in our nation's capital by effectively killing a key opportunity to amend legislation.
Meanwhile, Pelosi told lawmakers her top priority would be defeating the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you, Leader McCarthy. Congratulations on your election as leader. I look forward to working with you to meet the needs of the American people during this great moment of challenge.
Power in the Senate is up in the air pending the results from Tuesday's runoff election in Georgia, which is where President Trump is heading, making a return visit before the crucial elections.
For the second time since Election Day, the president will travel to Georgia to try and help Republican senators in the state's two runoffs. The Trump campaign says the president will address an RNC-sponsored victory rally in Dalton, Georgia, on Monday evening. With control of the U.S. Senate at stake, President-elect Biden also will visit the state Monday to boost the Democratic challengers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A pastor has been killed, two other people injured during a shooting at an East Texas church this morning. Smith County Sheriff said the suspected gunman was on the run from authorities late Saturday while he hid in the Starville Methodist Church near Winona. That's when the pastor confronted him in the bathroom Sunday morning. The man shot and killed the pastor, wounded another person. The third was injured in a fall. The suspect was later captured. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Singer Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers has died at age 78 after a short illness related to a heart infection.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
In the early 1960s, one of the Beatles' biggest musical rivals was Jerry and the Pacemakers. Both groups were signed by Brian Epstein. Jerry Marsden led the group with songs like Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, Ferry Cross the Mercy, and How Do You Do It? The Pacemakers' version of You'll Never Walk Alone is an anthem for soccer club Liverpool. The group broke up in 1967, and Marsden later had a career on British television. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Birthdays today, actor Dabney Coleman is 89 years old, Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull, 82, Musician Stephen Stills, 76. Actress Victoria Principal, 71. Actor Mel Gibson is 65. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court yesterday dismissed a lawsuit by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and other Republicans that sought to expand Vice President Pence's legal authority to effectively overturn President-elect Biden's electoral win.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit affirmed a lower court judge's decision from Friday that the GOP plaintiffs lacked the legal right to sue. The ruling was the latest setback for President Trump and his allies, who have increasingly looked to Pence to challenge normal election protocols when he presides over the joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The three-judge panel that issued the ruling Saturday comprised of Republican appointees, including two judges tapped by former President Ronald Reagan and a Trump appointee. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There's going to be 118 women in the 117th Congress, 89 Democrats, 29 Republicans. That's five more than the previous record of 25 back in 2005. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No,
no, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Service and additional fees apply.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are at the end of 2020, and it's time for our annual review of what's going on, or has gone on, in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. I think it's appropriate I could wish you at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program, Happy New Year, and we certainly need a Happy New Year, but when we think back to this program last year, which seems like we did it yesterday, the things that we had in review for 2019, and maybe what our expectations were, we were certainly concerned about the election, Michael, and other things, but there were some, as we go through the list of the top 10, there are a lot of surprises here that might not have been considered as we looked ahead to 2020 from our perch at the end of 2019. So it's good to have you here. Happy New Year to you and your family and your staff. I'm very thankful that you and I are friends and that we've been able to do this program and continue to be able to do it. And here's another example of why it works. KFSA, AM and FM in Fort Smith, Arkansas, now airing the Talk Radio Countdown Show every Sunday morning. So that's a good deal. That starts with the beginning of the new year. Hello.
It's very nice. Very nice to have them. Can you?
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes. There's a song there somewhere. Can you hear me? All right. Oh, yeah. So let's go through the top stories as the researchers at your outfit there, Talkers Magazine. These are all published, by the way, at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Magazine. So many other things that have to do with our talk world, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. So let's cogitate this list, Michael. All right, well, this is the list of the year. This is not a week or 1 week, and it's certainly not the only things that were talked about. You've got to understand hundreds of things were talked about in the course of a year. And also, people should understand that locally, local issues were talked about. So, you know, a lot of people say, why is that so low at number 9 or number 8? And I go, nothing on this list is low. This is the top of the top. Mm-hmm. So, and you said something interesting before. You said we have some surprises. Well, I think all of 2020 was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think that 2020 blindsided us and left us in a very different place with different priorities and concerns than it would have otherwise had 2019 gone into a normal 2020, whatever that is. So here we go. At number 10.
Is abnormal? What's it? It's not unnormal. It's
well, there's the new normal, the old normal, and then the abnormal, and the word normal will never be normalized again. We're never going to think of normal. And maybe before the hour is done, we can talk a little bit about what the real broad strokes changes of 2020 were. Not to mention, maybe 2020 will continue into 2021, and we'll look back at this as an era, as opposed to a year, you know, because this thing is still going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world does not come to nice, comfortable endings and beginnings with the end of the year. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
these
are artificial boundaries.
Okay, this is over. Next.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're funny that way, we humans. We have symbolism, and we actually believe the symbols are real and what's real is not. At number 10, we have climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. The climate change issue has grown and grown and grown. It's political, but it also has been talked about. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. Huge issue of the year. Ties into, and everything ties into each other. These are not isolated topics, and the U.S.-China relation ties into the economy. It ties into COVID. It ties into the elections. It ties into technology. It's an amazing topic, and it's going to be with us for a long time. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn and Roger Stone cases. And they're sort of representative of all of the scandals that were taking place and the accusations and the indictments and all of that stuff that happened this year. At number 7, it seems quaint and ancient at this point, but it was in this year, the Trump impeachment trial in the Senate. At number 6, the Supreme Court changes. That all took place in this past year. A lot of it took place in this past year. Social media censorship at number 5. Huge topic. And now we're getting into the big ones. At number 4, the economy and job losses. At number 3, the Black Lives Matter movement, and that connects to police reform. At number 2, the 2020 presidential election, and by golly, we're still in it. And number 1, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the people survey real fast?
Please.
People survey is really a snapshot. There are many, many more people, and it's arguable. This is not a scientific measurement because it's very sloshy. But it basically, at number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Flynn and Stone at 9. We have the digital era kings, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at 8. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Pelosi at 5. Fauci at 4. Kamala Harris at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1 for the year. It's a pretty accurate measure, but again, the disclaimer is this is conversation, and you can't slice it like bologna.
You know,
although it is bologna.
It is bologna. There's a lot of bologna here. A lot of salami.
Pepperoni. And somebody threw a few anchovies on it.
A little sausage.
People don't like it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, one of the things that strikes me as we're going through this list that we haven't really heralded so much, but if you look at the ratings and the impact that News Talk Radio has had, it almost has been a year of revival. I think I look back at this year in News Talk Radio, I think that there have been those who have tried to dismiss what we were all about, but I think once again we were there collectively for the national conversation.
And no doubt.
The one thing that I did want to ask you about, in my feelings, and you may dismiss them, but that's your prerogative. Number 10 brought me around to thinking of a discussion I heard yesterday on an NPR station about climate change. They have a daily feature on NPR about climate change. And I'm listening to this person on the air lecture me on what a bad guy I am because I'm driving a car that has gas or diesel power to it, and that if I was really with it, I'd be driving an electric car. And I guess I'm sick of hearing that arrogance. I don't happen to want to drive an electric car. It's not that I'm not concerned about weather and climate and that sort of thing. But to listen to somebody who's basically being paid by me through federal funds tell me that I should be doing this, that, or the other thing, the arrogance is bothersome, even though the news talk stations that are public stations did quite well this year, as well as the commercial stations, Michael. Did they not?
Well, yeah, they did. And the fact that you were offended by somebody generally lecturing society about the need to go from, you know, fossil fuels to electricity, and you took offense at it, doesn't mean that...
I find it obnoxious.
You personalized it.
I did. Well, isn't that what we do when we listen to the radio? Isn't that what the news talk radio is all about? The personality is somebody who's our friend. The person on the air is somebody we know. We're into his or her head. We hear what they're saying. We agree with what they say or don't agree, and it brings us to a point of thinking, which is hopefully a good exercise, is it not?
I think it brings us to a point of not thinking. I think it's the opposite.
You mean
the daily dance of affirmation, targeting audiences, telling them what they already think, making them feel good, giving them hope that their point of view is going to come to fruition, and then, you know, nimbly jumping out of the path of the bullet when you have to dodge it because you've been lying to them.
You're wrong.
So that
serves both sides then, doesn't it? The liberal and the conservative.
Both sides are guilty, and I just have to throw out that electricity comes from coal, too, so electric power for cars is not necessarily cleaner than gasoline.
I mean,
where are we getting the electric from? But just put that on the side. You know, let's not go off down that rabbit hole.
We'll save that for next week.
But I think, you know, you mentioned a bunch of stuff. You said, a revival for talk radio. There's no question talk radio is influential. It's powerful. It's given birth to talk media. All the cable news channels are offshoots of talk radio. The fact that opinion now leads as the main product of journalism organizations as opposed to some type of objectivity, it goes back to that daily dance of affirmation. Everybody's telling it. They target their audience, and then they tell them what they want to hear. This is not thought-inducing at all. It's the opposite. And it's led us to this polarization we're at. Somebody asked me last night, I was interviewed about the year in review, and he said, do you think 2021 is going to be a good year for talk radio? And I said, at this point, I don't give a damn what's good for talk radio. I'm actually concerned about the country. Whereas before, we go, oh, how is that going to play for our business? And, oh, that's going to bring in listeners. And, oh, that's going to make us important. And, oh, people will recognize. I think we're at a point right now in the world with deaths and democracy hanging by a thread, with half the people of the country thinking that democracy is dead because of this, and the other half thinking it's dead because of that, and they're both opposite views. That means half the country is wrong. Mm-hmm. Half the country is following a lie, and of course, who am I to say which half it is? Yeah. I think right now my main concern is that the country get well. Otherwise, it isn't going to matter whether talk radio benefits. I mean, I'm a booster of talk radio as a publisher of its leading trade. However, I mean, there are things that are more important than just our industry, because if the country is sick and people are dying and the economy goes down the drain and China takes over everything and we have no more privacy anymore, we have no more clean air or clean water or all of the things that we're facing, what good is it going to be in an industry that is supposedly benefiting by the strife?
That's an excellent point of view. You always do such a great job of, in a very concise way, of putting things into the proper perspective, and that's why it's valuable to have you here with your thoughts on these issues and others. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour, the year in review from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. The virus number one this year, and I have a solution to the problems. At least I have a sponsor that has a solution, a suggestion for how you can keep yourself free of airborne germs and viruses and allergens and congestion in general. It's the Navage way of nasal care. Navage is a kit. It's a quality product. It's all natural. Navage, the nasal cleansing system everybody ought to have, from Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021, and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in the order. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
A bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. 90-day money-back guarantee available for finasteride only. A subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Maybe you've noticed thinning hair. Maybe you're wondering if you'll inherit your dad's bald spot. It doesn't have to be destiny. With Hims, you can get doctor-trusted treatment to tackle your hair loss sent right to your door. Just answer some questions online and get connected with a licensed medical provider to figure out what's right for you. And when you go to forhims.com/growth, you can get that first expert consultation for free. Hims has everything. Everything from Lux thickening shampoo to FDA-approved, clinically proven prescription pills to help stop loss and even regrow hair. If prescribed, it's shipped right to you. No waiting weeks for an appointment, no pharmacies, no trying to figure out what actually works alone. Get years of confidence for less than a dollar per day. Get your free visit at forhims.com/growth. If you're not happy with the results in 90 days, Hims can give you a full refund. Go to forhims.com/growth for your free visit. forhims.com/growth.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
into the mix, or back into the mix we go here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The Year in Review, the top 10 stories from Talkers Research is where we are. There are always the ancillary conversations about what else is going on. You used the term broad stroke a few minutes ago, and I guess we have to take a broad view of all of these things, the names and these stories. But as you've mentioned, there have been hundreds of other conversations that have developed nationally and locally. I was actually surprised, and I'm not sure I wanted to ask you about Michael Flynn and Roger Stone in terms of the pardons or what they did. What, in your mind, or the people at your office, what made you think, what was it that maneuvered them? Is it a single thing or just a collective that makes them that important?
As I said, they're symbolic of the scandals and the arrests and the indictments, and it goes all the way back to the Mueller situation with Flynn. Roger Stone became the poster boy for the kind of shady characters that Trump opponents try to portray as populating the administration. There's a seamy underbelly to the whole political process right now, in terms of you're involved in that corruption, you're involved in this corruption, Joe Biden's son is taking money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians, Roger Stone is a crook, Michael Flynn is crazy.
What manifests that? Is it the host or is it the topic? When you listen to some of these people that are really good local hosts or national hosts, bringing a focus on something that they particularly feel strongly about, because each host has his or her own kind of game, don't you think?
Well, everybody should have their own game. It would be nice if every host were original. Unfortunately, too many of them just follow talking points. But the ones that are original lead the way, and those are the ones that come up with new angles. Those are the ones who are able to go through the news of the day and find the things that would be of most interest to their particular audience and their particular platform in terms of their case that they make. So it's individualistic, but in terms of what we were talking about before, it's like all the scandal stuff. Much of that starts with the politicians themselves. They're the ones that bring up these topics, and the news buys into it because the news thrives on controversy and emotion, you know. And that's it's a complex process. It's a complex. It's like the military-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. It's the idea and political media complex, and coupled with what I talked about before, targeting audiences, it's become a sophisticated art, and it's very difficult to stop.
You know, I was looking back as we're talking about the economy, which is number four this week, and what we bought this past year was so much different than what we bought. Our lives were so much different. You know, there was a site that sold personal pleasure devices that became a huge success. I was thinking about hand sanitizer and all the other things that we bought on our own.
Many of us, have lost money because of jobs and things of that nature, but I think all of us have spent less money than we did the year before. If you check your credit card bills, you probably find that you saved a lot of money on restaurants. You probably saved a lot of money on gas. Mm-hmm. You probably saved a lot of money on entertainment and travel. Things of that nature. So, it's been an interesting one. But in terms of the habits that are connected to the economy, the things that we do, we've done different things. We have different priorities. And I suspect that many of the new habits we've developed in this last year are going to continue. In other words, we've accelerated toward maybe the way the world was going to be 10 years from now. We've accelerated toward it in 12 months. Yeah. And I think that the workplace will be forever changed. And I think public spaces will be forever changed. I think little things like shaking hands, how we get dressed, how we approach being clean and hygiene, I think all of these will be changed for a long time, if not forever.
Coming up on 29 After the Hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Home Helpers of Redding is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Redding Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's the yearly talk radio countdown show. Well, it's not the yearly, we do a weekly, but this is the year in review, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine, 2020 in review, the top 10 stories, the top 10 people. You want to review, you know, I think sometimes we get off on tangents. I think for the purposes of this program, if you wouldn't mind reviewing the stories again and the people, I think it would be instructive.
Okay, and
do you mind?
Kill a few minutes. No, not
well,
at all.
I'm not trying to kill a few minutes. I just think they're so important.
I have to reach down to the garbage can because I threw it out. Okay,
here we go. Congratulations.
All right. Number 10. At number 10, we have Clinton. Sorry. We shouldn't get around.
Yes, we should, but some of it is serious.
It's like whistling past the graveyard this year. Mm-hmm. At number 10, climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the scandal boys, typified by Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, and their cases. The Trump impeachment at number 7. At number 6, Supreme Court changes. Number 5, social media censorship and all kinds of issues of the law as it applies to digital media, the big ones. At number 4, the economy and job losses, Black Lives Matter movement and police reform at number 3. Number 2, the 2020 presidential election. And number 1, the COVID-19 pandemic. And as I mentioned earlier, all of these tie together. Every single issue ties together on that top 10. And again, the caveat, there's a lot more being talked about than just this top 10. Even the elections. You know, the presidential election wasn't the only election. Every community had an election. Every state had elections. And each one of those brought up local issues. So there's a lot more to News Talk Radio than just this list. This is a consolidated list of the most talked about things across the board. The people at number 10, Xi Jinping. The aforementioned Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 9. At number 8, the big digital boys, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And we'll be talking about him into the new year. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of
what do you think the Trump library would be? Is he going to do it in Florida? You know, at the end of a presidential term, there's always discussion about what's going to happen to the car.
He's going to wait until 2028 after his second term.
I mean, okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
This is going to be one of those donut presidencies, I guess.
I don't
think
he's
thinking that.
Well, I think he's going to make a lot of money. The world will be his oyster. He'll be able to go out and get $300,000-$400,000 for an appearance. He's got plenty of money anyway, but I think this is what he may do. Who knows? I mean, we say he may this and he may that.
He may also go to jail. He may be tied up in legal problems. No, Trump. The book of Trump hasn't been written yet. We're still in the Trump era, and no matter what, we're living in the era of a very colorful man. Whether you like him or not, he could be the worst guy in the world, the best guy in the world, however you look at him. But we're living in the era of a guy who will be a historical figure going forward in American and world history.
Who's going to be the historian that captures that, though? There have been even some movies done about him already while he was in office, a couple of them. In fact, you know that movie that came out, was it last year? The George W., or the movie's called W., went through George Bush. It's taken about 15 years or so to get that done. I think there'll be a lot of people that'll work on the Trump campaign. I'm sorry, not the Trump campaign, the Trump administration a lot sooner than that. So it's part of, you know, I was thinking about who's listening to this program. The folks, for example, in Roseburg, Oregon, who are listening on KQEN and what the big stories are there. In the tutorial about how to take these stories, put them into perspective, what's going on there locally. You said, everybody had a local election. Everybody has an economic story from their community, restaurants in that town I'm thinking about. How did they handle Black Lives Movement issues, you know, that sort of thing. What did the locals think about the Supreme Court nominees? It is that whole thing.
And school closings. School across the country, schools opened and closed in different ways. You know, the United States is a gigantic country. It's very difficult to compare us to a place like even the UK or Sweden or New Zealand, remote places, island places, limited populations, places where there's a lot of spread between populations and people. This is like a whole continent of countries. And of course it's going to be more complex, and there's going to be more depth and variety to the concerns that we talk about, because it's a more active, busy, denser, varied place.
Well, the variety here, I think that's one of the challenges, because you have so many things to think about with regard to the subtext. I mean, we could do the top 10, and then there could be 1A, and there could be 2B, and there could be, the Black Lives Matter movement. I was thinking about how many statues have come down that have been in this country for years, decades, centuries. You know, that was an ancillary part of the Black Lives Matter movement, wasn't it?
There's no question. It's part of the reckoning and the reevaluation of race relations and thus our history. But that's natural. That's organic. We've always been revising history throughout history, and we will continue to do so. Everything is dust in the wind. It all changes.
It is.
But again, for the sake of clarity and more so for the sake of honesty, this survey that we do is directed toward the radio stations that carry it.
Yep.
And most of the stations are news talk radio stations.
KMMS is another one of the stations out in Montana. I was thinking about them. You know, they listen, they have this program on, and I wonder about what they're talking about. There's a guy who fell into a pond there, and that was the number one story this week. Each of these stations have their own thing. Certainly,
there might be a major the pond might be an area of controversy where it's been dangerous, and they haven't cordoned it off. Who knows?
Yeah.
The person who fell in the pond might be an important local figure.
Yeah.
He might have been looking for the Loch Ness monster. You don't know what. You have no idea.
Respect. Let me shoot this one at you. The pandemic, COVID-19, and maybe again 1B here or 1C, the drug cartels have changed the way they're working because of the pandemic. People are not coming across the border. They're not getting mules to carry their product across. So there's more drug traffic coming in from China and Asia than there is from Mexico. I don't think that's something, I know the border stations are probably talking about that, but I'm taking your lead here, talking about some of the local stations and what their wrinkle is on this. And certainly when it comes to COVID, the border stations like McAllen, Texas, and Galveston, or any of the Tijuana and San Diego, those stations are focusing on the drug business and the people that used to come across the border but don't anymore.
Well, I mean, everything's changed. It's even affected the illegal smuggling business. Everybody's having problems. Mm-hmm. You know? It's hard to be a drug dealer in this atmosphere.
That's a wrinkle on it that we hadn't thought of. But I was just, as you were talking about that, I was thinking, we haven't heard boo about immigration this year. Where's the wall? The wall that he was going
Where's the wall? Obviously, immigration is not a pressing issue right now, other than how it applies to the spread of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the immigration issue was involved in a lot of hyperbole as well. Immigration's a problem, but what we tend to do now is we tend to focus on a problem, we make it an issue, and then we blow it up where it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to those caravans that were invading our southern border?
Yeah.
Remember, the caravans are coming!
Hey,
nothing!
Yeah.
We have to understand that we live in an age of exaggeration and lies.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we're facing right now is how to get back in touch with our respect for and our understanding of the truth. The truth. And we seek victory at the expense of truth. And as long as that's going on, we're never going to have a clear conversation or a clear national understanding of what reality and the real issues are about.
Well, That's so well said. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this past year, the top 10 items. We continue in a matter of moments. First, a reminder, as we look back on this year, to all of the people who've listened to my various programs and bought things at MyPillow.com, I guess thank you. Maybe I should say thank you to you. Maybe you should say thank you to me or to MyPillow more specifically, because they've made it possible for so many Americans to buy the premium pillows, the most comfortable pillow that is produced anywhere, the pet pillows, you name it. You go to the MyPillow website, you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of things listed under the radio listener specials. Not only the pillows and the duvet covers and the sheets and the towels, but all kinds of pillows. The go-anywhere pillow is one example. Pillow you sat on in your truck driving around. I did that. This is a wonderful way to get a great night's rest. That's really what the team of researchers there that have looked into different ways of making these pillows, and Mike Lindell, who came up with the original idea. He's got 1,500 people working for him around the clock making these pillows and all the other things to improve your sleep, to improve everything about your life. That's what happens when you get a good night's rest. And you'll find all the tools to do that at special deals, year-end savings, MyPillow.com. Get the savings on the pillows, the wash and dry pillows. Yep, the only one in existence that can be washed and dried. The body pillow that they've got, I go on and on. Don't have to. You can go to MyPillow.com, review what's there, see what you need, order it now, save big bucks when you check out by using the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NLS, consumeraccess.org, number 33.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, void fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license, and all 50 state, and all consumer access, number 330.
All right. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things Michael does every day of his life as the chief honcho at Talkers Magazine is talk to people who are in the talk business or people who are interesting influencers. And that comes off in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. You can see the connection to it at talkers.com or you can go to mhinterview.com. And so we're doing the year in review. What's the best interview you can, when you go back thinking about some of these people in the talk radio world, who did you talk to that you thought was
well, some of them go beyond, some of them go beyond the talk radio world. Some are in talk TV, some are in politics, some are, actually once in a while I do rock stars. Had a nice one with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Yes,
currently,
that was
we
a good one.
Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's is up there. But I did one with you that I thought was very interesting because it showed a side of you that a lot of people don't know, and that is your knowledge of the food chain, the relationship between American agriculture, Washington, and the world. But the other one that I did two times this year, an interview with Christopher Ruddy of Newsmax TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we did one in January before COVID, and we did one just a couple of weeks ago. And those are fascinating because of his insights into the political scene and the media. So there's a lot of good stuff there. About
what does he think 50. When he listens to you talk about how the mind control, the people who have one point of his point of view is from the right? So what does he think about you and your analysis of the truth and facts and stuff?
He ultimately agrees with me, and he's a very honest guy. He talks, he does the trick, and he shows you how he pulls the rabbit out of the hat. I mean, he says, I'm pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's not really in there, and here's how it works.
Yeah.
It's possible to do that in this world.
There
actually,
it is. It's a business.
To be honest, yes.
He's selling a product, and he's
yes.
got a market, and he's smart enough to know what the market is and what he's selling to. It's
no
not
doubt.
Any different than Macy's selling at the counter there, the lingerie that they have or whatever it is that they have. So, all right, Michael, Happy New Year. Michael
Happy
Harrison,
New Year to you and everybody. Happy
Talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, void fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown. He's a professor of law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. Also happens to be one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. His website, scamicide.com, has been something we've talked a lot about during the Christmas season, the 12 scams of Christmas. I think we went through them, and I'm not sure everybody listened as well as they might have. But because this is the year in review, Steve, I want to go through many of the items because they all have sort of a legal connection to them, including at number two, the presidential election and all the legal challenges that basically went nowhere, although I think there's still one hanging around, right?
Yeah, there are. But in fact, I think this is something that shows that the system really can work, because we do have some checks and balances. And, you know, the president, President Trump, had the right to make these challenges in the courts, and the courts uniformly turned them down, and legitimately so. There was no there. You can, you know, argue all you want about illegal votes being counted or other improprieties, but you have to have evidence, and there was no evidence. And there were judges that were Democratic appointees. There were judges that were Trump appointees that ruled against him. So if you're looking for a bit of a positive light, the legal system worked. So it's a good thing.
Right. The Black Lives Matter movement, number three this week, or actually for this past year. I thought the year ending in Minneapolis with another fatality, a police officer shot. There was an exchange of gunfire apparently during a traffic stop, and the police officer killed somebody. It's the first time somebody has died there since George Floyd, who, by the way, is number seven on the list this week. So what are we... Are there all kinds of suits going on because of Black Lives Matter that might not have gone on had this not come to the surface?
Yeah, I do. I think there is a greater recognition, and, you know, maybe this is one of the good things of the ubiquitous cell phones and the videos everywhere. The officers in the George Floyd killing should have been charged and were charged. And suddenly there is, I think, really much of America who might have thought that the problem wasn't as serious as it was and is, are recognizing that it is. And the legal system is working. I just actually saw a report this morning that was quite heartening, and that had to do with, you know, you and I have talked about necessities for police reform. It isn't, you know, eliminating the police. That's ridiculous.
No, it's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, right. But they were showing in Newark, New Jersey, which always has had a reputation for being a high crime city. Not only did crime go down 6% this year, where around the country it generally went up, but they had gone into much better police training. And mm-hmm. in the entire year, in Newark, New Jersey, there wasn't a single police officer who discharged his firearm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the kind of better training of the police is something that we all really need. And, you know, do you support the police? Of course we support the police, but we support proper policing. And you don't want, you know, wild cowboys in there. You don't want racists in there. You want people who can understand when someone is having a mental episode. And I think the reforms we're going to see, you know, they won't come fast, but they're long in coming, and they should be good.
A lot of police do things that they don't have any business doing. They're asked to do things they're not trained to do. I've long maintained for years and years and years said that we need to have police much better paid, much better trained, and many fewer of them, because they don't, the jobs they end up doing. Why should they be out there with a radar gun on the highway? That's not, all that does is raise money. That's not what their job is to be revenue enhancement officers. You know, you want to slow people down, have them do it in a more productive way. frankly. All right, number four, what's going on in the economy? I see that the Chinese, again, are trying to make a deal to push Washington or America out of its influence in Europe, and apparently the Europeans don't like it. Number nine is the China relationship story. We better put them kind of in their place. Why isn't somebody suing China because of the COVID thing?
Yeah, I don't think we have the legal process right now, the international legal process, to hold China responsible as far as COVID goes. But I couldn't agree with you more. You know, when people talk about our rival of Russia, forget about Russia, which is very, very significant. China is our biggest rival, and the one, particularly when you talk about the economy, they continue to use cyber attacks against companies around the world, and certainly in America, where we've got so much innovation, and stealing intellectual property, and they are not being held accountable for that. And as long as they are not being held accountable, they're going to keep doing it.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy New Year. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The leadership of the 117th Congress looks just like the 116th.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 427, of which the Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California has received 216.
Pelosi reelected as the House Speaker by fellow Democrats who retain the majority but with the slimmest margin in 20 years. Kevin McCarthy retains his minority leadership post. The Senate could be a different story. Republican control will all depend on Tuesday's finals in the runoff elections for two Senate seats in Georgia. Meanwhile, the new House is about to go gender neutral.
New House rules unveiled by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are completely gender neutral, stripping all mention of gender-specific pronouns in terms such as man and woman. House GOP leader Representative Kevin McCarthy mocked the inclusionary effort as, quote, stupid. Proposed changes to the House rules will eliminate such specific terms as mother and father, son and daughter, and aunt and uncle. Patrick Frost reporting.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham calling an effort by Senator Ted Cruz and other Republicans to overturn the presidential election a, quote, dodge that doesn't go far enough in helping President Trump. Graham said in a statement Sunday, Cruz has a high bar to show that there was evidence of problems with the election. The South Carolina senator also said Cruz's proposal has zero chance of becoming a reality. Cruz is leading a coalition of 11 GOP senators who vow to challenge the election results unless Congress agrees to launch a commission to investigate the outcome. Hundreds of Tibetans in exile brave the rain and cold in India's northern city of Dharamsala, where the exiled government is based, and voted for their new political leader. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Some British citizens are trying to return to their homes in Spain and other European countries, but have been barred from boarding flights over the weekend. Airlines refusing documents that before Brexit had been valid proof of their status as residents in Spain. It's not clear whether Brexit or new travel restrictions against people coming from Britain are to blame.
We've arrived here at the airport today, told we are not allowed to fly because we've got the wrong residency card that wasn't made. We weren't made aware of. On our side, we were told you may or may not. You can use either or.
Their ordeal comes amid heightened travel restrictions due to a coronavirus variant that's been blamed for faster contagion in the UK. It also highlights the bureaucratic complexities resulting from Britain's departure from the European Union. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A church shooting in Texas.
Authorities say a clergyman has been killed, two other people wounded in that incident at the Starville Methodist Church near Winona Sunday morning. Sheriff's Department says the suspect fled in the pastor's car but was later arrested. Officials also say the suspect had been on the run and apparently had been hiding in the church. Services were not going on when the shooting took place. Winona, a small town about 100 miles east of Dallas. Jason Walker reporting.
Three people died when a small plane crashed into a house in southeastern Michigan. The victims include the pilot and two passengers. Five people inside the two-story house in Lyon Township able to avoid injury. Fire severely damaged the home some 40 miles northwest of Detroit. The National Transportation Safety Board investigators are en route. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
We at PJI are in trial representing a graduate student in Florida who was dismissed for using religious speech at her internship counseling clinic. This Christian student received cursing and mocking for her religious views. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour. This is a sort of a tradition here, not only in the DJV program, but in my broadcast history over the past 26, 27 years in my association with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine. We do an end of the year. Some years it's 20 of the big stories. And this year, I think we don't have to do that because things boil down. I'm not even sure we need a top 10. But The folks at Talkers Magazine have put together a solid review of the top news talk stories and issues this year. So we're going to review them with the folks connected to the DJV program, my daily Monday through Friday show. The presence of Victoria Keelan here, and in the absence of Jennifer Horn, who's out this week, we have my dear friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida to help us go through with thoughts and comments and discussions that we've heard and we've been engaged in, as a matter of fact, on our programs. So we're going to go through the stories and people list as well. You know what? I think we'll do the people list first because it's ancillary to what the story content is for this past year. This hour goes in tandem with the hour that we have with Michael Harrison to review these stories as well from all kinds of different perspectives. But certainly we're all involved in the talk game, the talk business, the talk radio world. The premier of China, I don't even want to give him the dignity of his name, but he's a rat, and so he makes it to the number 10 slot. Roger Stone, speaking of rats, and Michael Flynn are number 9,
yeah.
Which I find very interesting, frankly, that the folks at Talkers thought that they were that important to the list. But I think they represent pretty much all of the pardons, maybe, in a manner of speaking, or guys that got into trouble who were connected with Trump, at any rate. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg and his cohorts at the various tech firms. George Floyd, number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Kamala Harris is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So, in reality, you can look at the last, you know, the last time we did the countdown a week or so ago, pretty much all those names were in it with the exception of George Floyd, right? The year hasn't changed much in terms of our focus from beginning to end. What do you think of that list, Victoria?
I think in terms of the global impact, I would have put George Floyd higher on that list. I mean, there were that spawned the entire Black Lives Matter movement and marches around the world. We focus here so much on what's happening in the U.S., but those protests and marches in support of Black Lives Matter was in that was in almost every major country. So I don't know. I would have put him a little bit further up the list. But the rest of the list, yeah, that's what we dealt with this year. For better or worse.
John Harper, what about you and your thoughts on that part of the list, the focus on those 10 people?
I totally agree with what Victoria just mentioned. I think George Floyd should have been higher because that movement was a lightning rod in our nation and in the world, for that matter, to bring about different resolve and results. So, yeah, I think that should have been higher. Roger Stone, the modern-day version of the dirty trickster Donald Segretti, going back to the Nixon days.
What a great characterization. Thank you. That's it. Wow. How many people remember him? Probably Victoria doesn't, but
I have never heard the name, and I'm dying to hear why he and Roger Stone are similar.
All right, so tell the story, John, please.
Well, Segretti was given the title of dirty trickster.
He was a dirty trickster,
the
yeah.
Nixon administration, and he created all types of situations that at first people were falling for, thinking that it was true, it was accurate, and he had a lot to do with the cover up of Watergate as well, and.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and the list just goes on and on. What Segretti did, Donald Segretti, and I, as soon as I heard what Roger Stone had been doing for Trump, I thought immediately of Segretti and thought the two of them should be together. Yeah,
they were the loyalists at the top of the heap for both of them. That's a great remembrance. I hadn't thought about him, but I remember actually because Gordon Liddy and I were friends, how Segretti tried to cover that whole thing up. And I think that, in fact, G. Gordon Liddy thought he was a clown. But he was, he sort of typified what many of the folks were like who were around Nixon. And Nixon was able to cover that up for a while, you know, cover up the people who were there as Trump tried to sort of cover for these characters that were around him. Stone is a despicable individual, as far as I can see. And he's not, I never got that he was that bright, John. He never came across to me as, I mean, he was everywhere, so he must have been, but not, he didn't come across as being that smart.
Just very flashy, and people kind of
he's a showboat.
About it first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, we'll pay attention to him because he's a real showboat. All right, so anyway, that's that's the people. But to address your concern, Victoria, about the Black Lives Matter movement, if we go through the story list, the Black Lives Matter movement, the year-long list, that's at number three, so it makes it very important. And, yeah, Floyd sort of was the catalyst for that, but it's very strongly positioned in the countdown list. Let's go through the list. If we can, the weather and a lot of the wildfires that have been a bother to us in our country and around the world, actually, at number 10.
Australia, remember that? Yeah. We forget now. It feels like it was so long ago, but the beginning of 2020, Australia was on fire.
Yep.
And over a billion animals were killed in those wildfires, and some of that land may never come back again. It's just, it was devastating.
You know, I'm going to do an aside here for a minute. Because the weather and climate change and all that stuff are important conversationally to our business here, the News Talk business. I was driving, I did a little errand in my truck yesterday up to New Hampshire, and I listened to NPR a lot. And I thought to myself, I actually was talking to my dog Daisy about this, as I'm listening to the lecture on NPR, and I guess I'm thinking about, I'm going to ask Michael Harrison about this later on too, but I get a kick out of listening to the two of you. I'm so tired of listening to people on NPR tell me how I have to think. The arrogance when they do a daily sort of climate change feature, and they talk in terms, they're always talking down to people, and it bothers the hell out of me.
Why do you listen?
Well, because I think there's some good stuff. I mean, there is some of the good local shows that are on NPR in Boston are pretty good, because there's a right and a left show on GBH that's pretty good. Anyway, but if you look at the ratings for the year, the public stations that do news talk in most cities around the country did very well. A lot of cities are becoming more focused on what those stations have to offer. And I wonder if we as a people are becoming more arrogant. My assumption listening to some of this stuff is that it is very left-wing, and it is aimed at a particular audience. And some people say, well, it's a counter to the conservative right-wing talk radio stations on a regular talk.
Well, in the world of talk radio, NPR is the only, you know, that's the only left radio that you
can
I'm
paying
buy.
For it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for this. The taxpayers are paying, plus the
NPR,
begathons. Go ahead, John.
NPR certainly is very much leaning toward the left. I listen to them, oddly enough, you mentioned that, but I listen to them a lot only because I want to get some source of news. And when they do their newscasts, I don't necessarily feel it's slanted one way or the other.
No, the news is pretty good. I agree with you. Yeah, the NPR news at the top of the hour is pretty good. They have.
Yeah, so I listened for that. So some of the programs, some of the interviews are absolutely fascinating. I enjoy those. But then there are other programs, as you mentioned, Doug, that, very much they're basically trying to tell us how to think.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. These are the lists for the year now. Number 8, the shenanigans, the pardons, the dealings of Flynn and Stone. Number 7, the impeachment. Number 6, the Supreme Court. Number 5, social media. I want to get Victoria onto that in a few moments here and what has happened this year. The economy, number 4. Black Lives Matter, number 3. The presidential election, number 2. And I guess that nobody has to guess to much on what the number one story, the number one conversational item of the year on News Talk Radio was, the COVID situation and what we really are facing at the end of the year. It was going on at the beginning of the year. We just didn't know it, or we didn't pay attention to it, or we weren't being told a lot about it, maybe any or all of those things. Comments on these things coming up as we continue on our Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the year 2020.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper here. One of the items, number one, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of our time here in this hour reviewing the COVID situation. So, John, what's the story with this first-come, first-serve vaccination plan in Florida? What in the world? How do you really just push people out of the line so I can get my shot first? It's not come. They're not doing it on a who needs it first?
Not really. I think already I have signed up for it. I was lucky enough to get through yesterday, as a matter of fact. And my drive-by shooting, as I call it, is scheduled for the end of January. So I'm glad I've got that.
How did you sign up? Was there a place online? How did you know that you could sign up?
Well, they put out a press release to the media, and they had a phone number, and I jumped on that right away. The phone number crashed because so many people were trying to get on, and then late yesterday afternoon, they have now gone to a website, and you sign up now on a website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're hearing music in the background, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not from what I'm hearing, it's not a first-come, first-served. They're trying to put some system into it to make it part of a ongoing appointment type of situation, and that's what I've got.
All right. So is it posted somewhere that these people should sign up at this place at this time? Is it that, or in Massachusetts we don't even have that yet?
Yes.
We don't know from nothing about how this is supposed to work.
Florida's done the most vaccinations so far of any state. But apparently it varies county by county is what I've been reading, which makes it a bit chaotic in Florida. So I'm not sure that streamlined.
Hold that thought. Hold on a second, John. Hold on. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of 2020, this is the review of the hot hits, the top 10 news talk stories. The list appears at Talkers Radio, talkers.com, actually. We can find that list of stories and people. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all there for you to review. We, every week, take a shot at these stories with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan is here, and we also have John Harper with us from WMEL to go through the lists. And if we were to spend the amount of time we ought to on COVID, because it's the number one item this past year, I guess maybe the question, Victoria, is what do we need to know about this new COVID strain that is apparently is originated in the U.K., mm-hmm. That has been
detected. Now it's in several states. In California, Colorado. I think the most important thing that we've learned from it, at least from the researchers from the UK, they've been very transparent about all of it, is that it spreads much, much more easily. But so far, no one has had any evidence or has found any evidence that it's any more deadly. So it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to spread to more people. And that's where, you know, the vulnerable people in our society, that's where we really need to protect them even more.
More flu, more cold-like symptoms. There's little cause for concern, apparently, but it is something that, you know, unfortunately the news media is all over this breaking news and the irresponsibility of scaring people. This, apparently, according to what I heard Fauci say, that once you get a shot, you know, you don't have to worry about this either, any of these, because they're all part of the same strain.
Yeah, they think that, right, the current vaccines will be effective against this new strain, too.
Right, exactly. All right, so in terms of the stimulus, I guess the economy number four and the stimulus checks, again, as we enter into the last phase of the year 2020, there's something going on that's been pretty typical of the entire year. There's no realistic path or agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sound like a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. Frankly, it really ticks me off. I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the lack of spirit that they show toward our country. Instead, it's all about them. It's all about Pelosi and her ego and Mitch McConnell and old fart and his, you know, whether that's a appropriate. You know,
his bank account. Character. He acts like yeah. the nation's
it's his money
is his.
Yeah, it's his. Right, exactly. So I think people are swearing off or getting tired of it. And, you know, so under the circumstances, what will change, though? I think part of the review of the year is thinking ahead to what we want, what we hope will change. And so I'd ask both of you to reflect on that. What is there about this list that you'd like to see change for next year other than the obvious? The first two probably will not be a part. Well, maybe COVID will be a part of the year in review. Good God, hopefully it won't be number one. About the presidential election, I think we pretty much finished that, right? Isn't that, even though there's a challenge as the year ends to what, you know, some people say is a fraudulent election, it still doesn't seem. I think even the Republican leadership is saying to their members, come on, let's get on board, let's move ahead.
Pretty surprising this week that Mitch McConnell has been directing, behind the scenes, he's been directing Republicans to just move forward and accept that Trump lost.
How much of that do you hear in Florida, John? How much grousing? Because Florida is a Trump state. So what people is there? I passed a guy last night driving around up in New Hampshire who was in a pickup truck, and he had big Trump flags on both sides. And I thought, how ridiculous. You know,
well, it
I
is.
See a lot of those.
And here in Florida, Doug, the Trump train seems to be derailed now. And the interest is not there as it was just a couple of weeks ago. So it's starting to diminish. And I suspect as the weeks and months go on, it will become less and less of a factor here in our state
Florida.
Of Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with an overview of the top hits in talk radio for this past year here.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know anyone who would appreciate the gift of a good night's sleep? Now's the time to buy with deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Premium MyPillows at the lowest price ever, just $29.98. Get one for everyone on your Christmas list. MyPillow's adjustable patented fill gives every member of your family the exact support they need for a great night's sleep. And our buy one, get one free offer is back on Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets make a luxurious Christmas gift made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable. Deep discounts on our brand new plush bathrobes and cozy pajama sets. Can't decide? Get your family and friends the new MyPillow gift card. And remember, all MyPillow products have extended money-back guarantee. Listen for your savings promo code and 800 number to order.
Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Or you can call in your order at 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners, here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our year in review, the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio review of the hot hits from this past year, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. Here to go through it with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. And John Harper from WMEL, one of our affiliates on the Space Coast of Florida. So we have these things. We're kind of jumping around a little bit. We didn't do it in order. Sometimes I do it that way. I think because the economy is so important, number four in the year in review, and the situation as we go into the new year and the old year with the EU and Brexit and what the Brits are doing, that seems to be on a lot of people's minds because folks want to know what it means for the economy in England and Europe and how it affects us in America because it's a big market. We have great trade relationships with the Europeans and with the Brits.
Isn't it interesting that Brexit didn't make the list?
Kind of. Well, yeah. I guess that's why I put it in with the economy.
Right, right.
Because I think it is important. So you're of Irish heritage. How is it helping or hurting, or what's it doing in Ireland, the relationship? I think you said on the DJV show this week, you thought that this was going to lead to Scotland becoming an independent country as well.
Yeah, I do. And they've voted to be an independent nation. The Scottish National Party is in charge right now of Scotland. So they have voted numerous times to get out of the EU. And I think that with the new trade agreements and the tariffs and everything else, it's...
John, one of the things that I think is important to remember as far as the Brexit is concerned, is what the average person in England was thinking when they voted for Brexit because of all of the lost jobs, the impact of immigration, which we, interestingly, when we look back at this year, the last 3-4 years or more, certainly in the top 10 has been the immigration issue. It's not. But yet it was the cause in the minds of the Brits who voted for it. They were tired of losing jobs to these people who were coming illegally into England from all over the Middle East, especially, and some of the Commonwealth countries as well. You know, you can travel pretty easily in England, the former Commonwealth countries, South Africa, Australia, you know, wherever there was that connection when the British Empire was in its heyday. You know, you look at this, the world is so small now. This is something that has been referred to as global Britain. The pro-Brexit people were hoping for a global Britain, and they were also hoping to stem the tide of illegal immigration. But I wonder if that's worked.
I think at the moment, Doug, it has not. I think the optimism for it to work is still there, but I don't think there has been a benchmark that has been reached as of today or as of this moment in time that would indicate that Brexit is working the way it was designed to work. And I think it's going to take a good portion of 2021 to see how all of that unfolds. Just like here in our country, the economy, I think, Doug, a very major concern. I know here in Florida, I see a lot of businesses each week that are going out of business or they're temporarily out of business, and especially restaurants. A lot of restaurants are folding.
And you see, one of the things, you're right, the pandemic affected the process of Brexit and pretty much pushed it out of the way, frankly, and what's happened over there around the world. And what baffles me, John, is how it is that no one seems to be holding China accountable for what they have done to practically destroy the global economy in their own favor. This egotistical no-good SOB that runs the Communist Party and the Chinese government, his stranglehold on the people over there, and then, you know, laughing sort of about the impact of Wuhan and the tragedy and the fact, you know, that people say, well, you can't really prove that the virus came out of that laboratory in Wuhan. Like, baloney, you can't. Of course you can. And nobody's holding the, where are politicians here in this country or even around the world? Where are the leaders who are, should be standing up to these people and saying, you know what? We're done doing business with you. I don't care what impact it has short term on our economy. I don't hear anybody doing that. There's still all the crap that's made in China that you buy in Walmart or, you know, I mean, I try to find work gloves in Target, couldn't find them that weren't made in China. You can't find anything unless you really look for it that isn't made in China. We went there because we're greedy and cheap. And it isn't just Americans. And the Chinese knew that. They know the philosophy. They understand our thinking. So they catered to it. And look at where we are now. They've got you could argue they've got the power. And if they keep doing what they're doing and we keep going down this path of kowtowing to them or having them do our business and making our products in 5-6 years, they will be the dominant power in the world. So what are we doing to ourselves?
It's totally amazing. I agree with you 100%. And I would like to think that Joe Biden and his administration will have some sort of a policy, take a hard line against China, and we'll have to bite the bullet as far as items that are made in China that we'll have to be able to bring back here to the States.
It's a wash, though, if you look at the jobs that would come back, all the jobs that have gone, because at first we were complaining all the jobs that went to Mexico, and then we started to realize it wasn't really Mexico wasn't the problem, it was China that was the problem. Imagine bringing bringing back those jobs. That would fit. We'd have zero unemployment. The economy would be booming. You know, Trump keeps saying, it's been great. Well, it's been great for people who have money. It hasn't been great for people who don't have money. And so under the circumstances, I think we've got a great opportunity. And state by state, in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, what's the unemployment? Do you know specifically, and what sort of industries are there in New Jersey that would benefit from bringing this stuff back home from China?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the unemployment rates are. I just know it's very high right now, obviously, because of COVID. But, you know, we are a big pharma state, and we have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. So I think one of the things that was good that came through the pandemic was a bill. I forget the name of it now, but it was actually my local congressman, Frank Pallone Jr., who is my rep here in Long Branch, New Jersey. He sponsored a bill. It was actually a bipartisan bill that they got passed, and it would allow universities, Rutgers University being the main focus, university laboratories to start manufacturing generic ingredients for drugs, which was not authorized before the pandemic. So I think things like that are, if we can move forward and get a lot of our drug manufacturing back in the United States, whether we reopen labs in Puerto Rico, which, you know, losing those laboratories really devastated. One of the major reasons that Puerto Rico is in a horrible situation right now is all those pharmaceutical jobs were taken away.
During the Clinton administration.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge mistake to send all of that to China.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, on the pharmaceutical end, we'll see some improvement. And certainly, you know, on the tech end, we need to have our STEM jobs. We need to have programs. We need to have our students trained in that. Forget about the, you know, and I used to always feel very strongly about a 4-year liberal arts education, which is what I had. But now I'm all about, let's get people trained. Let's get people in vocational jobs. Let's get people in STEM jobs.
Yep.
Kids who are in kindergarten are learning computer coding on a basic level. Let's get the American American kids going, because that is the future. Elon Musk this week said that China's economy, we're never going to catch up with them. Their economy, even in a pandemic, from they just read the stat, by the end of next year, their economy will be 10.6% larger than it is right now.
Well, that's because of us. And the rest of the world
is
gained into
it. It's not just us. It's not just us. The rest of the world has contributed greatly to China's bottom line.
Yeah, we started it. They followed us. That's really where it all. We went in there, lock, stock, and barrel. And that
well, his point, though, was if you have this massive economy that China has, we're never going to match that. But what we need to be is much more innovative. And so I think that he's totally right. And he said we have to be at the forefront of innovation. We have to have government funding for it. All these other nations that, you know, especially China, all of it is state sponsored. All of their technological advancements.
The state runs everything in China. They own all of the means of production and they pay. Everybody gets a check from the government. They don't get a check from a particular company. They get a check from the government.
I have a lot of friends who work in various tech and scientific fields, and they just rely on these paltry little federal grants to do really incredible, impressive work. I just think that our priority needs to change. It just
needs to
be refocused.
We're too busy giving the big businesses all this for relief. One of the disgraces of this year. When you look back at the pandemic and what it's caused the economy, you talk about businesses, the farmer, the family farmer in our country has gotten screwed 85 ways from Sunday by the federal government. There should be a lot more help there because it's our food production that is what's important here and people's relationships with food. And we got all this processed stuff and people sick. You know, they don't have that in other countries around the world. So, something to be thinking about. Food for thought. 44 past the hour. More coming up on the overview of 2020 from the DJV Showers.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best rest they can, you can, he can, she can. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike has created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look great. I had a great night's sleep on them. I hope you ladies did as well. They feel great, which means an even better night's rest for all the people that are using it. And if you have a crucial, busy schedule like all of us do, you need to get the best rest as you can, when you can. And this is the way to do it. As a matter of fact, Mike went to find the best cotton called Giza in Egypt. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's ultra-soft cotton. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for two sets of sheets for the price of one, or you can call in the order, 800 if that's easier, 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a couple more minutes here on the items that are in review from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL in Florida and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I look at the people as we, you know, we're talking about the presidential election, the people that Biden is nominating, putting into various administrative positions, more women, more people of color, but yet it still doesn't satisfy the AOCs of the world. We've got to have more progressives. I think Biden is trying to do something that sort of represents what the mainstay is. And maybe these people aren't the mainstay yet, right?
Well, he said he wanted to have a cabinet that reflects America. And I think so far he's on track to do that. And America isn't just super left or super right. Most of America is in the middle. And can compromise and can have conversations. And I think that that's what he's doing. And I'm much more on the left than on the right, but I see what his plan is. I see what he's doing, and I think it's a good thing. I think let's have a little normalcy, you know? Like, let's maybe bathe in the middle a little bit.
It's time for the extreme.
As far as representing our country, I think, for a change.
The woman who's the trade negotiator with China will make them nervous. She's going to go right
toe-to-toe. I'm excited about that appointment.
She's
I am. I'm genuinely excited about that.
Yeah. So the Black Lives Matter movement, number three, all the statues that have been taken down. Do we go too far, like the statue of Lincoln that was of him kneeling with the free? Do we go too far with that, John?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. It went way overboard and probably still is. Many of those statues, I've often felt we need to know what our history is so that we can move forward and blaze new paths of history for the future generations.
Correct. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time and the review that we do every week of the top five technology items, according to the the watchful eye of Victoria Keelan. All right, so let's get at it. Counting down from five to number one. At number five, the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mm-hmm. So the computer repair shop owner who was cited in the controversial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, he's suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that their content moderation choices falsely labeled him as a hacker. However, he kind of did hack into the laptop, so not really mm-hmm. sure how he's going to, if he's going to win this case. Yeah. But yeah, he was actually not labeled a hacker by Twitter. He was, the story was labeled as containing material that had been hacked, which is absolutely true and very provable if this ends up going to court. But the larger issue, I think, that came up after, as this lawsuit went public this week, a lot of people were really still wondering about the authenticity of those emails, because we haven't really heard anything in terms of a follow-up. The FBI is apparently doing an investigation, but we haven't heard anything more. So, but the real sticking point will be that the metadata, which is like the individual fingerprint of every email, there's no metadata. There's nothing that's traceable. There's no time and date that the emails were created. So it's very easy to assume that they're just fake. And so we don't know, and I'm not speculating, but without metadata, there's no way to ever authenticate those emails. So we'll see where his lawsuit goes and where the entire case goes. It's sort of moving into the new year.
I was going to say, take a rest, fella. See you later. Number four is a Zoomer.
Yep, the video conferencing platform Zoom has had pretty much a blockbuster year. The stock price went up more than 500% this year because of this unprecedented surge in remote work and remote schoolwork for kids. So now Zoom is looking to see what the trends will be for 2021. It's a pretty safe bet that if you're in one of the states that was really hit hard by COVID, you probably will be working from home for the first half of the year. And so Zoom is now looking to really compete with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google's Workspace bundle. So they're going to look into offering calendar updates and bookings, email, video conferencing products, things like that. So look for Zoom in 2021 to probably even increase their market share.
All right. Number three is a focus on what the FAA has done regarding drones.
Yep. And so moving into the next few years, the FAA has issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first started taking an interest in this technology. With the proper license, you'll soon be able to fly at night and over crowds of people. But the biggest challenge is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at all unless you retrofit them with your own broadcasting equipment. And the reason for that is you need to always broadcast your location. Meaning you, the drone pilot on the ground, your location must be very visible as well as the location of the drone. And this is for obvious reasons. Flying near airports, flying over crowds of people, anything can happen. Drones are they're so capable of being manipulated in so many ways. So I think that this is a good thing. I don't know why it's going to take two more years to do this, but I don't know that anyone except, malicious drone operators are upset by this. I think everyone else thinks it's a good thing.
Number two, what sort of technology did we buy this past year?
Well, in terms of tracking our major purchases, we know that laptops were huge, anything that helps you work from home, home office stuff was huge, even online mattresses saw a huge boom in business because you couldn't really go into the store to try it out. So people started buying mattresses that give you the 30-night or 100-night guarantee. You can sleep on it and try it out. And so lots of kitchen appliances, basically everything that if you think about, everything that made our life at home more comfortable. And so it's not surprising when you take a look at the list, it kind of really shows what we were doing for the entire year, month by month. It's interesting.
All right, so counting down, I think it's appropriate for us, Victoria, look at the tech winners and losers, what went up, what went down this past year.
Yeah, clear winners, Instacart, Amazon, online grocery delivery, Zoom, Slack, and Dropbox. Those are the clear winners. But for 63 million American workers, everyone worked at home. The internet became the number one source of your lifeline. And so the losers, though, is the technology for kids in school. The remote distance learning
awful.
Has just been really problematic
disaster.
In many ways. Yeah.
Real disaster. All right, there they are, the top five items from this past week, and I guess in a manner of speaking, items that refer to the past year. Here from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Their mission is to get as many people in North America on e-bikes as possible. Based in Amsterdam, Taco Carlier is CEO of Van Moof, makers of the S3 and X3 e-bikes. And we asked him to explain what exactly is an e-bike.
An e-bike is a regular bike with a battery and a motor on it. So it increases your range, it's easier to ride uphill, and it prevents you from any sweating. So that's what an e-bike is.
So it pedals for you or assists
yeah.
you?
Yeah, no, it assists you. So what it does, so if you just cycle and then the motor assists up to 80%, depending on what level you put it. And I believe we are at the beginning of a revolution. E-bikes will completely change cities all around the globe.
More on the potential impact of e-bikes tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nancy Pelosi narrowly reelected as House Speaker, her victory giving her the reins of the Democrats' slenderest House majority in 20 years. As she and President-elect Joe Biden set a challenging course of producing legislation to tackle pandemic, revive the economy, and address the other party priorities. Kevin McCarthy will be the House Minority Leader. It's shaping up to be a consequential week in American politics, and White House correspondent Greg Cluxton tells us why.
The next 3 days feature lots of activity involving both the 2020 presidential election and two Senate races in Georgia. President Trump and President-elect Biden will each make Monday visits to Georgia to rally voters ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. Those contests will determine control of the U.S. Senate. And on Wednesday, Congress will certify the Electoral College votes, with dozens of Republican lawmakers hoping to overturn the election results.
Asian stock markets rose on 2021's first trading day, boosted by optimism, the rollout of coronavirus vaccines. After Wall Street ended the year on a new high, market benchmarks in Shanghai, Hong Kong, Seoul, and Sydney advanced. Tokyo declined. The Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville led to communications outages over hundreds of miles in the southeastern U.S., raising concerns about the vulnerability of U.S. networks.
Widespread service outages followed the explosion, which damaged a major AT&T network hub, the impact extending hundreds of miles to at least four neighboring states, disrupting 911 call centers, hospitals, and flights out of the Nashville airport. While nearly all services were restored 3 days after the blast, some outages remained a while longer, as do questions about what the U.S. can do to prevent future disruptions from attack or natural disasters. Rich Thomason reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned more onerous lockdown restrictions in England are likely as the country reels from a new coronavirus variant that's pushed infection rates to their highest recorded levels.
Johnson, though, insisted he has no doubt that schools are safe and urged parents to send their children back into the classroom in areas of England where they can. Unions representing teachers have called for schools to turn to remote learning for at least a couple of weeks. More due to the new variant, which scientists have said is up to 70% more contagious. The UK is in the midst of an acute outbreak, recording more than 50,000 new coronavirus infections a day over the past 5 days. Zaria Shakili, London.
Monday birthdays, actor Barbara Rush is 94, Diane Cannon, 82, author historian Doris Kearns Goodwin is 78, and it's also the birthday for actor Dave Foley, who's 58. More at townhall.com.
Department says the suspect fled in the pastor's car, but was later arrested. Officials also say the suspect had been on the run and apparently had been hiding in the church. Services were not going on when the shooting took place. Winona, a small town about 100 miles east of Dallas. Jason Walker reporting.
Three people died when a small plane crashed into a house in southeastern Michigan. The victims include the pilot and two passengers. Five people inside the two-story house in Lyon Township able to avoid injury. Fire severely damaged the home some 40 miles northwest of Detroit. The National Transportation Safety Board investigators are en route. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
For details.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up now, a New Year's Eve episode of The Red Skelton Show. And then later, we'll have a time-traveling story the 32nd of December has told on Suspense. It will feature the real-life married couple of Frank Lovejoy and Joan Banks. Ah, but for now, let's have some fun. Here now is Bells and Resolutions, an episode of The Red Skelton Show from the first day of the year, 1946.
It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Red.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
And Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Well, we've kicked that around enough for this year.
Well, how'd you bring the New Year in?
I had nothing to do with it. I woke up this morning and there it was.
You know, well, during the last year, a lot of waters passed over the dam.
Yeah, in sunny California, too. A lot of people got soaked, you know.
Well, it was really an eventful 365
Wasn't
days, you know.
Though.
The war ended. A lot of the boys came back from overseas.
Yeah.
Rationing was stopped.
Dick Tracy went on a diet.
Well, I wonder what the new year has in store for us.
Butter, I hope.
Wasn't Hollywood Boulevard crowded?
Yeah, last night, you mean, say. The old street was creeping.
Yeah, the New Year's festivities were really rollicking.
Yeah, you said it. People were climbing up those Christmas trees like monkeys. They had to give me a banana before I'd come down. Four guys got arrested for jay-staggering last night. Oh, hey, there was one fellow walked into a place, and he says to the bartender, a Marine, he said, "Here, I got a present for you." He said, "I got a present for you." "A live lobster, here."
A live lobster?
So the bartender says, "Well, thanks a lot." He says, "I'll take it home to eat." The guy says, "Oh, don't do that. Take him to a movie. He's already eaten."
I'll say, Red, did you make any resolutions for 1946?
That's a good joke. Too bad it wasn't in the script, wasn't it?
Did you make any resolutions for 1946?
Yeah, I got a couple I'll sell you. I won't be able to keep them. Well, Happy New Year to you, Anita.
Oh, the same to you, Red.
Say, tell me, how did you see the new year in?
Oh, I spent the evening with my mother.
Oh. No other girl can make that statement.
It is still breathing.
Oh, but I enjoyed it, Red. We listened to the radio and really had a wonderful time.
Really?
There was only one thing wrong.
Why?
Just as I got to bed about 12:30, some crazy fellow started pounding at my door. Why, I could have killed him.
Gee, that's awful.
What did you do?
I nearly got killed. And now it's time for Anita Ellis to answer a musical question. How deep is the ocean?
Do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? Yeah.
strength of my love for you is more than a heart and hold. How deep is the
Thank you very much. The first story we read this year from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Bells and Resolutions. Our characters are fictional. If you think there's any similarity to persons living, don't you believe it. Chapter 33 is entitled The Bells of Big Fork, Montana. Once upon a time, there lived a fearless cowboy named Deadeye, and every year he would ride into town to help with the New Year's celebration, a week in advance, the Flathead County.
Spends every nickel he gets on them jute boxes. Think I'll go into Big Jim Brown's bar here. Howdy, folks. Hey, piano player, how about playing my favorite tune? No, not that one, the other one. That's it. Symphony. I love that. Oh, there's my gal, Margie the Clipper. It's been so long since I've seen a woman. I don't know whether you hug them before you say howdy or after.
Howdy, said I.
I guess it's after. Happy New Year, gal. Guy, she looks sweet enough to kiss.
Yeah, and you look dumb enough to try it.
Yeah. Same old gal.
And you're the same old Deadeye. Still bow-legged.
Oh, I ain't so bow-legged.
Well, then put your knees together.
Well, look at that. 4 feet taller.
Well, what's new, Deadeye? What's this I heard about you having a pistol duel with a horse thief? Yeah. Thought you were going to reform. I thought you resolved in 1945 to get a steady job and take home an honest man's living.
I did. You show me where the honest man hides it, and I'll take it home in 1946.
Did you fight this guy in on a stool?
Yeah, even let him shoot first. Then I stepped him behind the tree and plugged him. It was fair and square. I got a fair deal and he got a square box.
Well, are you going to bring in the new year with the honest law-abiding citizens of this town?
Yeah, by the way, how many good law-abiding citizens are there in this town now?
I don't know.
Let's go over to the cemetery and count them, huh?
Hombres want to make $1,000?
$1,000?
Sounds like somebody pretty desperate for a pound of butter, don't it?
4 days till New Year's Eve, and I'll pay $1,000 to anyone who ride to the top of McGregor Mountain and ring that bell in the old mission tower at midnight.
You got your man there, stranger. I'm the best cowboy in the West. Of course, I don't have a pretty English accent like Errol Flynn. But I am brave, you know.
You ring that bell and $1,000 is yours.
Okay. Deadeye, are you nuts? The Blackfoot Indians say that bell is bad luck to anyone who goes near it.
Yeah, that's why I'm hiring somebody that don't know about the so-called superstition of that bell and let him ring it.
Gosh, Deadeye, you think of everything, don't you?
Nope, just them pitchers and esquires. Who just came in over there?
Howdy, neighbors.
Howdy. Stranger around here?
Yep, I'm from Texas.
Panhandle?
Only when I can't find work.
Say, your nice gear you're wearing there, them boots, they genuine cowhide?
It sure is. I'll prove it. I'll rub them together.
Great A, too, isn't it? Say, how would you like a job around here bringing in the new year? We need someone to ring a bell.
How much do you pay?
I'll pay what I feel like. What do you want?
I want you to feel good. Shall I say $20?
If you want to, go ahead. Say $20. I'm going to say $10.
Okay, it's a deal. That sounds like a better deal. Then if you don't pay me, you don't owe me so much.
Yeah. Well, shall we get going? The horses are outside.
Okay. I saw your horse. He looks just like that Long Ranger's horse, Silver.
No, this is his brother, Stainless Steel. Well, we're off to ring the big bell. So long, gal.
So long, Deadeye.
Say, Deadeye, where is this bell? We've been climbing for 3 days, and I'm mighty hungry.
Oh.
Why, I'm so skinny now, I'm holding my pants up with my teeth, and it ain't easy.
How come?
No teeth.
Well, why don't you forget about food? Think about something else. Think about women.
I'd rather think about food.
Instead of women?
Yep.
Boy, I hope I never get that hungry.
We'll be back with more of the Red Skelton Show right after these messages.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. 90-day money-back guarantee available for finasteride only. A subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Maybe you've noticed thinning hair. Maybe you're wondering if you'll inherit your dad's bald spot. It doesn't have to be destiny. With Hims, you can get doctor-trusted treatment to tackle your hair loss sent right to your door. Just answer some questions online and get connected with a licensed medical provider to figure out what's right for you. And when you go to 4hims.com/growth, you can get that first expert consultation for free. Hims has everything from Luxe thickening shampoo to FDA-approved, clinically proven prescription pills to help stop loss and even regrow hair. If prescribed, it's shipped right to you. No waiting weeks for an appointment, no pharmacies, no trying to figure out what actually works alone. Get years of confidence for less than a dollar per day. Get your free visit at 4hims.com/growth. If you're not happy with the results in 90 days, Hims can give you a full refund. Go to 4hims.com/growth for your free visit. 4hims.com/growth.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
You're listening to the best of the golden age of radio. It's the Red Skelton Show on When Radio Was.
There it is, the big bell in the Robin's old mission there. Look how big that thing is. It's kind of cold here. We still got 5 minutes before 1946.
Hey, Deadeye, what's that big black thing walking around the front door? It looks like a bear.
A bear? Don't be silly. You're just so hungry you think you see food. That's a mirage.
It looks like a bear.
It's a mirage. Of course, some mirages are noisier than others. Look, you go over and make friends with that bear, and I'll go up and ring the bell.
Who? Me?
That's who I'm looking at. Look, that bear is just as scared of you as you are of him.
I don't see no goose pimples on him.
Now, look, go on over there. If you were to go over there real fast, that bear would run.
Yeah, home and tell the other bears what he's found for dinner.
Look, I'll tell you what, he's getting pretty close to it. You go ring the bell and I'll take care of the bear. That's funny. I'm going forward, but my feet are going backward. Bear, now none of that stuff. Just come a little closer. Just come a little closer. Well, that was a little too close.
Did he get you?
No, but help me get my pants out of his teeth, will you? I'll fix him. This 45 will make him lay down and take notice. There now. See, all right, I'll lay down, Bear, but give me my gun back.
Oh, you. Hey, Deadeye.
Yeah?
I'm up to the bell, and it's midnight.
Hey, we're going
to
get that $1,000. Go ahead, ring it. Hot dog, we've got it.
Look out for the bell.
Now, look, Bear, I've had enough out of you. I'm going to open your mouth with my bare hand. Oh, well, I can always count that money with my toes.
Chapter 36 in the scrapbook is entitled Resolutions. Starting the new year right is a feat for some people, but wrong or right, Junior shows Granny that he is still the mean widow Cairns.
I'm singing in the shower.
Junior! Where are you? Where are you?
I'm in here taking a shower. Scrubbing me a little shower.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Grandma. Come in.
Oh, no, dear. Granny will stay out here while you're taking your shower.
No, come on, it's all right. Come on in. I got my clothes on.
What? Junior. Oh, dear, and I thought 1946 would be different.
Singing in the shower.
Look at you. You're soaking wet.
I am messing, huh?
When you take a shower, you're supposed to take your clothes off.
Now she tells me.
Did you wash your face good?
Yes, I did.
What's all that dirt behind your ear?
That's where I wash it to.
Junior, do you know what day this is?
Certainly I does. I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
Well, what day is it?
Well, let's see. 30 days past September, and Uncle George for driving while he was...
Junior! I asked you what day this is.
Does you know?
Certainly.
Then why should we both waste each other's time discussing something we both know? Boy, women are so exasperating sometimes.
Junior.
Exasperating.
Junior.
I'd like to look that word up someday.
Yes. This is the first day of the new year.
Yes. And it should be full of new possibilities, you know.
I hope that you've made a resolution to do bigger and better things.
Yes, I have. If my resolutions work out like I had them planned, this year the fire department should be pretty busy.
What do you mean?
You'll hear about it later. I had been reading up on the atomic bomb. Not only will you hear about it, the whole town will hear about it. Part of me here, part of me there, part of me there. That will be Junior all over there.
Junior, you're only kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
Do you realize what New Year's Day means?
Yes, I do. It means that Grandpa won't be able to get out of bed for 2 days, don't it?
That's enough.
Now, don't you hit me.
Now. Now, get a hurry and change your clothes. We'll go say Happy New Year to Jim Harkin.
Oh, Jim. Oh, boy, Now, hold
on to my hand, Crosby.
I will not do this. I will not. I is a big boy now. I is a year older
now. All right, well then, darling. Why don't you make a new resolution in 1946 to help other people?
Oh.
Won't you take poor old Grandma's hand and help Grandma across the street?
Okay, I will do it. Here. Now, hold tight, Grandma. Don't get hurt, you know.
Well, now that I have a good hold on your mitten, Junior, I might as well tell you that I was just using child psychology on you.
Oh, really, my dear? Well, now that you got a good hold on me mitten, Grandma, I may as well tell you that me hand ain't in it. He's got a nice house here, isn't he?
Well, I hope Jim's home.
No, Jim, who's this Jim you talk about? Or...
This gentleman is a very dear friend of mine, Junior. Oh. If I'd met him before I'd married your grandfather, well, sometimes I wonder.
No, now that's not right, because if you hadn't married Grandpa, then you would never have met Mummy. And if without Mummy, you wouldn't have me.
All right, so I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Werner.
Look at that old
man. My, you look younger every day.
Yeah, you know, Benjamin Franklin used to tell her the same thing, you know.
Werner, you don't look a day over 40.
Really?
No, I'm wrong. You don't look a day over 35.
How wrong can you be around here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy New Year to you.
Ah, shut up!
Junior!
Won't you come in? My Junior, you must be a lot of good company for your grandmother.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? You've got a nice house there, you know.
Thank you. Werner, remember the first New Year's we met?
Yes, you gave me a lift on a bicycle.
A bicycle built for two, I hope.
Well, no.
Well, let's not get sickening about it.
Junior! Jim, you must come over to dinner sometime.
Oh, thank you.
Does you like turkey, Jim?
Yes,
well,
I
bring
do.
One over. We cook it.
Junior!
By the way, where is your husband?
Now, he's home sleeping in office.
Junior, at times I can't figure you out.
Well, stick around, kiddo. You will. Get over there. Oh, look, you got a kitty cat.
No, don't get rough with the kitty.
Look at him.
Don't get rough with him. He might scratch you and get blood poisoning.
Yes, he... Boy, they sure does love me, don't they, huh?
No.
Boy, ain't you a dandy cat. Look how fuzzy you is, boy. I'm going to take you home with me, boy. Here, come up a little bit. Here. Boy, he fat. Where'd he go? He jumped right out of me arm. Oh, there he is up on that shelf. I will climb up there and get him. Come on, Pat. Lumsy cat. It was the cat sport he had on his overshoes.
Good heavens. What happened in here?
Junior, what on earth are you doing?
There won't be no inflation now because everything's come down.
Junior. But that you'll have to be punished.
I know. I was bad, so you go ahead and spank me. Go ahead. Run your beautiful hand, but spank me. Go ahead.
I don't have beautiful hands.
Yes, you do. They're so soft, so smooth, so Jurgens-like, you know. But go ahead.
Well, run along.
She's really got dishpan hands, but I got my spinal column to worry about. Now, where'd that cat go? Oh, there's a big box with a lid on. I'll put him in there, then I know where he is when I'm ready to take him home. Where'd he go? There he is. Now, come on. Now I got you. In the box you go. Here. No, stop. Hey, Grandma. Let me out of this box, will you?
Tuesday night at the same time, Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday then,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
That was Bells and Resolutions, an episode from January 1st, 1946. I'm Greg Bell, and another New Year's-themed radio episode will come up here on When Radio Was after we take a break. A little teaser, it's a drama, and it has Frank Lovejoy and his wife Joan Banks as the leads. The 32nd of December will begin right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
Crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're in the market for a new laptop for your 9-to-5 work life and your 5-to-9 downtime, look no further than the ASUS ZenBook 13 or ZenBook 14, two new generation 13.3-inch and 14-inch ultra-portable laptops. ZenBook 13 and ZenBook 14 are even thinner and lighter than their predecessors. The new ZenBook 13 weighs just 1.07 kilograms, and both models are a mere 13.9 millimeters thin. But for such an ultra-thin design, they offer comprehensive connectivity capabilities, including full-size HDMI and USB Type-A ports, in addition to Thunderbolt 4 USB-C and a micro USB card reader. Other features include a four-sided nano-edge display, ASUS NumberPad 2.0, and up to 21 hours of battery life. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Visit ASUS.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Here is a talented married couple who work together frequently on radio. This is the 32nd of December with Frank Lovejoy and Joan Banks. It was originally broadcast on the 28th of December, 1958.
Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
Tampering with time has been an ambition of man since he first realized how inexorably he is time's slave. At this time of the year, although we have even less time on our hands, time is much in our minds. We make a magic ritual of New Year's Eve when we suppose we can flush away all our past impurities and begin afresh at that magic hour of midnight on the 31st of December. But suppose we couldn't. Suppose the 31st of December were not the end. Listen. Listen then as Mr. Frank Lovejoy stars in the 32nd of December.
And now, the 32nd of December, starring Mr. Frank Lovejoy, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
As I was concerned, when I got up the morning of December 31st, it could stay 1958 forever. The only trouble is time doesn't work that way. Time is a downhill ride in a car with no brakes. You can't stop it even if your life depends on it. And mine did.
Joe, your breakfast is getting cold.
I'm coming. All I have time for is a cup of coffee anyway. What is this, milk? Don't we ever have anything but milk to put in the coffee?
You know we can't afford cream these days. We can hardly afford to eat.
Molly, you'll be wearing mink yet. Just give me a little more time.
Yeah, you've been saying that ever since you got married.
Well, sooner or later, Molly, I'm going to make it. By the way, honey, let me have your ring.
Why?
Well, you said the diamond's loose. I'll drop it at the jeweler's on my way to the office.
Oh, we can't afford to get it fixed now.
Molly, that's an expensive ring. We can't afford not to take care of it.
Joe, have you been gambling again?
Oh, now, Molly, I told you. I'm all through with that.
You told me the same thing just before you pawned your watch. And the cufflinks I gave you on our first anniversary.
I'm not going to pawn your engagement ring. Now, let me have it. I'll pick it up on my way home tonight.
Well, all right, but... Joe,
what?
Remember, it's very precious, at least to me.
Sure. Sure, I've been gambling again. I was in the hole bad. The boys wanted to pay off by midnight, and this time they weren't going to take no for an answer. If I couldn't raise the dough on Molly's ring, I didn't know what I'd do. The pawn shop was like any other pawn shop, dirty and gloomy, full of junk, with clocks ticking all over the place. One thing caught my eye as soon as I came in. In the front case, a watch, curiously ornate, obviously very old. It sort of glowed in the case. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
You like to look at the watch?
No. No, it's very interesting, but... How much can I get on this ring?
On this, I can lend you $150.
$150? The guy I won it off claimed it was worth more than $1,000.
$150?
I can probably get $500 for it easy.
Then you would be foolish to accept my offer.
That's the best you can do.
$150.
I'll take it.
I will get the money.
While I waited, I felt my eyes drawn to the antique watch again. I picked it up. It felt warm in my hand, almost as if it were alive. Its face was covered with all sorts of dials and figures. The date of the month, phase of the moon, even the signs of the zodiac. Some of the dials I couldn't read at all. They were inscribed with strange characters, like hieroglyphics or ancient Sanskrit. Suddenly, I felt I had to have that watch.
100, 20, 40, 45, 150...
Can you tell me what all these dials mean?
I can tell you only that this watch controls many kinds of time. The fellow who pawned it claimed it could make time pass as slowly or as rapidly as he desired.
That's a pretty good trick.
Mm-hmm. But only, Itzig. Time is different for each of us, is it not?
What do you mean?
To a man sitting on a hot stove, 1 second lasts forever. But to a man making love, forever is only a second.
Yeah, I see what you mean. How much are you asking for the watch?
$150. Excuse me. Hello. Yes, one moment, please. Is your name Joe Adcock?
Yeah, why?
Yes, Mr. Adcock is here.
Who is it?
Who is calling? Hello. Hello. That is odd.
Nobody knew I was coming here. Who was it?
He did not identify himself. He just said, I would not believe him. Then he hung up.
It's funny. Say, now what about the guy who pawned this watch? Any chance of him wanting it back?
No, Mr. Adcock. He will not return for it. He has no further use for the watch.
Okay. Well, then I'll take it. I don't know why, but I've got to have it. I had no business buying the watch. It was a crazy thing to do. I hadn't walked more than a few steps from the pawn shop when I learned just how crazy.
Hold it, Adcock.
Well, who are you?
Just one of the boys.
What do you want?
A little talk. Private. In the alley here.
But I don't have...
In the alley.
Ow, my arm.
You got the grand, Adcock.
I got until midnight to get it.
Yeah, that's right. The boss just wants me to make sure you don't forget. Like last time.
Oh, I won't forget, I promise.
I'll be waiting for you at midnight, right here by the pawn shop. Oh, and one more thing.
So what is it?
This.
Oh,
that's just to make sure you don't forget. If you don't show up with the dough, there ain't going to be no New Year for you. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Good. See you at midnight.
I had to get back the 150. Maybe I could make a fast killing at the track with it or something. I had to get it back.
Back so soon, Mr. Adcock?
Yes, I made a mistake.
We all make mistakes. That is life.
Look, I've got to have that money back. Here's your watch.
My watch, Mr. Adcock? This is your watch. You bought it.
But I don't want it. I want the money.
A deal is a deal.
But you don't understand.
It is you who do not understand, Mr. Adcock. To sell the watch, you must find a buyer. I am not buying.
But look, you've got to help me. Well, will you take the watch in pawn?
Of course. That is my business.
How much can I get for it?
$5.
$5? Just a few minutes ago, I paid $150 for it.
It is unfortunate that I do not value it so highly now. $5?
No, thanks. $5 wouldn't help me. I had to have money, big money. My only chance now was to try to borrow it.
I know you've had an account here for years, Mr. Adcock, and of course we like to do what we can for our regular customers, but unless you have some collateral...
Well, what kind of collateral?
Ooh, stocks, bonds, real estate.
If I had that kind of stuff, I wouldn't need the loan.
$500? Joe, you're crazy. Hey, bartender, that'll be...
All right, Harry. Make it a C-note. Anything.
Yeah, well, what about the C-note you borrowed last August?
Oh, I'll pay you back. Honest.
Yeah, I heard that last August.
Oh, Harry, how long have you known me?
10 years, I guess.
All right, 10 years doesn't it count for anything?
For a C-note, it don't.
Oh, but Harry...
No!
Not a dime. Not a lousy dime. Only one thing left to do.
Shop.
Molly, I want you to come home right now.
Joe, aren't you at work?
No, I'm home.
Well, what's the matter? Are you sick?
I'm all right. Just come home and hurry.
Joe, what's wrong?
We've got to get out of town. Fast.
Time for a short break, but we'll be right back with more suspense right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Home Helpers of Redding is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at reddinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Redding Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
Oh, blasted, I did get the wrong knob. I moved it back to the 28th, so now I've got... Hey, wait a minute. The 28th was Sunday, the day we had the big snowstorm. Could the watch have... Ah, it's impossible. I set it back to the 31st, and I... What the... Now the sun is shining. Did the watch change the day, or am I losing my mind? Maybe I could set it again, test it. Let me see. I was in that pawn shop just before 1 o'clock. I set the hour hand back to 12:45. There, now we'll see.
Hello?
Is this the Third Avenue pawn shop?
Yes.
Is Joe Adcock there?
One moment, please. Is your name Joe Adcock? Yes, Mr. Adcock is here. Who is calling?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I could hardly believe it myself. But there was no question about it. The watch did control time. Once I grasped that fact, I began to realize its implications. For the first time in my life, I could have all the time I needed. All the time I wanted.
Joe. Oh, Joe, what's wrong?
Not a thing, Molly, not a thing.
But you said we had to leave town.
Oh, did I? Well, that's all over now.
Joe, what are you talking about? I'll probably lose my job.
Now, don't get excited. Well, I might as well tell you the whole story. I lied to you about the gambling, Molly. I'm $1,000 in debt. I've got to pay off by midnight, but...
You pawned my ring. Didn't you?
Well, now, don't worry. I'll get it back.
You lied to me.
I said I'll get it
you
back.
You have no right to pawn it. It's mine. I want my ring,
all though. Right, I'll get it.
Now, right now.
I haven't got time now. I've got to get back to the bank before it closes.
Get my ring, you promised.
Will you quit nagging me about your blasted ring? Let me get back to the bank. We'll have enough money to buy you a dozen rings.
Joe, what are you going to do?
I'm going to rob the bank. What else? I had the watch figured out right. Robbing the bank would be as easy as taking pennies from a blind man. It was 3:02 when I walked into the bank and headed for the vault.
Oh, hello, Mr. Adcock. Back again, I see.
Yeah, I've got to get into my safety deposit box.
Certainly, go right ahead.
Good. Nobody else in here. Now, I just turned the watch back to Sunday, the 28th.
It worked.
and locked in the vault, and it's Sunday. Now, let's see if they keep the ready cash. There it is. Stacks of it, and all mine. Well, that's plenty for now. Enough to pay the mob and more. There's always more where this comes from. Now, reset the watch to December 31st. Perfect. The perfect crime. All I have to do is get out of here without letting them see the money.
Mr. Adcock.
Yes?
A happy and prosperous new year to you, sir.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Molly! Hey, Molly. Molly, it worked. We're rich.
Have you been drinking?
No, not a drop. Here, look at this. Go on. Pick them up. They're real.
Joe, these are $1,000 bills. Where did you get them?
I robbed the bank.
Oh, come on, Joe.
I always told you I'd make it big someday. Well, today is the day. Now, you go out and buy yourself a dress. We're going to celebrate New Year's Eve in style. Yeah, come on. Let's get out of this crowd.
It's almost midnight. I thought we were going to celebrate. You were going to take me to a nightclub.
Yeah. But first, I got to meet a guy at midnight. Come on.
Who?
A guy. I've got to pay off that gambling debt.
Well, where are you meeting him?
It's just a block away in front of the pawn shop.
The pawn shop? My ring. Joe, you forgot my ring.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I'll get your lousy ring back. Just give me a little time.
Oh, a little time. That's the story of your life, isn't it, Joe? Just give me a little time. Well, all right, I'll give you all the time you want, all the rest of your life. I'm through with you, Joe. I just can't take it anymore.
Molly, don't leave me. Molly, come back. Well, what happened? Molly just disappeared. The street is deserted. Molly! Hey, where is everybody? I wonder if this crazy watch had anything to do with the 32nd. It should have clicked over to January 1st. Oh, no wonder everybody disappeared. There isn't any 32nd of December. I'll just reset it. It's stuck. It won't budge. Oh, it's got to move. It's just... Oh, no. It can't be broken. I can't stay in the 32nd of December forever. I've got to fix it. I've got to get the back off. I've got to get it to works. But there's nothing inside. It's the 32nd of December. And it will always be the 32nd of December.
Suspense, in which Frank Lovejoy starred in William N. Robeson's production of The 32nd of December, written by Morris Lee Green and William Walker. Supporting Frank Lovejoy on the 32nd of December were Joan Banks, Barney Phillips, Sam Pierce, and Norm Alden. Listen. Listen again next week when we return with another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Tonight, Thrill with Gunsmoke on the CBS Radio Network.
That topical episode, time-wise, was from December 28, 1958. Lovejoy's co-star Joan Banks was also his real-life co-star. They were married from 1940 until his untimely death from a heart attack at age 50 in 1962. While they did plenty of radio work together and also appeared separately in films, on television, Banks once guest starred on her husband's brief late 1950s detective series. Can you name that program? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Personal notice. Danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse. Because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You're asking me and telling me.
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
That's when I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that, for you it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and before we took a break, I was talking about Frank Lovejoy's late 1950s television detective series. It was known initially as Meet McGraw, and later was repeated as The Adventures of McGraw. Well, folks, we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.